is Jeff Mosher here on 97.5 The Fanatic, the second half of the D&G show here from 9 o'clock until midnight, taking over after the first half. Devon Givens just put in an awesome 3 hours from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Hope everybody's having a great night as we approach yet another beautiful summer weekend. And this is a great time. Last year, at this time, there was literally nothing to talk about. You know, the Eagles were 2 weeks away from training camp, and obviously we had no idea, most of us, and myself included, had no idea that they were on the precipice of having a season that we would all remember that would end in a Super Bowl championship. No clue, as we were 2 weeks away from training camp last year, right? Think about last year. The Sixers, yes, Markelle Fultz was playing in the summer league. He probably right around now got hurt. That's it. That's the end of his summer league. And again, we had no idea what was in store for him as far as his rookie year and having the yips and basically having to give that rookie year back, and the Sixers have to go forward without him. The Phillies, you know about the Phillies at this time last year. They've already won more games, like 20 more games now than they did at this time last year. And of course, you know, the Flyers, we haven't talked about a lot, and they're still kind of going through their process as usual, but at least they're coming off the playoffs. So this is good. This year is good. This is a good time for Philadelphia sports, and it's a great time for discussion. And so I feel like tonight is a night where I can get into a couple of different things, and there's a bunch of things on my mind. And one thing regarding the Eagles and one thing regarding the Sixers. I'm going to start with the Sixers first because there were a couple of things that happened yesterday that made me think for a little bit. You know, you step outside the studio, you walk away from the microphone, you give yourself some time. I've always liked to do this as a journalist, so I also like to do it as a sports radio guy, just to think through some of the things I either read, hear, or discuss amongst my peers and give myself that 24-hour cycle. Last night, I had a caller whose name I can't remember, and I argued with him, and it was in the final hour of the show, and our argument was about whether or not, as we overrate what the Sixers are going into this season, let's assume that the Sixers are what they are right now, and of course they can make a huge move, and we'll react to that accordingly. But for what we know right now, the Sixers have upgraded a little bit as far as bringing in Chandler and re-signing Redick and trading for Bolicia and, you know, drafting Zaire Smith and Landry Shamet and doing those kind of moves, right? So they've upgraded a little bit. You wouldn't say that they are majorly better last year, but you're kind of banking on Ben Simmons being better. You're banking on Joel Embiid also improving, and you're really banking right now on Markelle Fultz being 100 times better than what you saw last year. If that's the case, you assume that the Philadelphia 76ers are going to be at very least a 3 seed, if not a 2 seed, and we assume Boston will be number 1, right? Even though Toronto was last year. However, I had a good caller last night that I sparred with, and I can't remember his name, but he said to me that everybody's kind of propping the Sixers up, and myself included, and not really taking into account that a team like the Pacers gave the Cavaliers 7 games last year in the playoffs, and a team like the Bucks gave Boston also 7 games. So those are two teams that may have lost earlier, but because they took the two best teams in the conference to 7 games, that they could stake their claim as being just as good as the Sixers, who were out in 5 against the Boston Celtics. So the caller's point, I argue with him. I still felt that at the end of the day, you have Joel Embiid, you have Ben Simmons, and that's a better twosome, in my opinion, or at least a better launching pad for a team than, say, Giannis and, if you want to go, Middleton, right? Chris Middleton, or on Milwaukee. Or if you wanted to take it to Indiana, you would say Oladipo and, I don't know, either Miles Turner or Sabonis, Domantas Sabonis, as their second-best player. I felt that Embiid and Simmons clearly would be the top two players of that bunch. The caller felt that I was shortchanging what Giannis could do in a playoff game, a guy who can just score in every single possible way, which Ben Simmons can't do, and Oladipo, who can take over a game in a way that Ben Simmons can't do. And I said, I agree with you. However, it's Embiid that I think can take over a game. And he said, but not the way a Giannis or an Oladipo who has the ball in their hands all the time could. And that's what the discussion was all about. And if you package that in now with what we're seeing tonight, which is, and I don't know whether to call it rumor, I don't know whether to call it a publicity stunt, I don't know whether to say it's actual grounded in reality or not, but the hot story of the moment right now in the NBA is that the Toronto Raptors are suddenly very viable, if not leaders, in being able to get Kawhi Leonard. And if the Toronto Raptors were to somehow be able to get Kawhi Leonard, and let me make this abundantly clear from the start, I don't think they are. I don't understand where how this just came out because a online or a gambling company, Oddshark, basically says that, that it's so. And then I know there are some dots to connect here. I know that, or at least I've heard, and Devon told me about it too, and so did Pat Egan, my producer tonight, that DeMar DeRozan apparently scrubbed his entire Instagram account or Twitter account or something. So it's got nothing on it anymore. He went totally cleaned it out, and now people are connecting the dots that he's getting traded, that he's done in Toronto, and that it's all part of some deal that's going to send him to San Antonio and Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors. So that report comes at a perfect time with the discussion that I was having last night with the caller, debate, I'll call it, because I've given myself 24 hours, and I still think I'm right, but I will say this. I see the caller's point a little bit more now than I did last night at the time. Milwaukee and Indiana have made some pretty decent upgrades to themselves in free agency. Not splashy ones, but you know, the Pacers went out and gave a one-year deal to Tyreke Evans. He's a player that some people felt that the Sixers should target, especially if they can get him on a short-term deal. So the Indiana Pacers bought in Tyreke Evans. He's a good player. He adds to their backcourt. He's just, you know, a solid scorer, and he can do a lot of things for them. So they're a little bit better. The Bucks brought in Ersan Ilyasova to play a bench role, and we've seen here when given the right minutes, when given the right role, Ersan Ilyasova can be a really nice player that can help you win games and help you in the postseason as long as he doesn't have to play way too many minutes, right? So far, Jabari Parker is still on the Bucks, and he'll come back. We'll see if he can stay healthy. And they made one more free agent signing that all of a sudden is escaping my name. Maybe if Devon's listening, he can remind me again who that other free agent signing from the Bucks was along with Ilyasova. I thought it was a backcourt player, right? The Bucks signed Ilyasova in free agency, and I thought there was somebody else that Milwaukee brought in, but maybe I'm wrong. But either way, no, he doesn't. Oh, I thought there was one other guy. Either way, those are their additions. So if you look at that, 610-632-0975. Do we overestimate what we expect the Sixers as they are currently constituted to be going what we expect them to be going into the next season? If they don't get Kawhi Leonard, if they don't land or hunt down the star that Brett Brown has been discussing ad nauseam now and that we've been talking about ad nauseam now, and they just basically go in with the roster that they have right now, do you look at them and say, are you still confident that they're at very least a top two or three seed? Or can you look at the moves that the Milwaukee Bucks, Indiana Pacers, and perhaps if Toronto, which was already better from a record standpoint last year than the Sixers, them getting Kawhi Leonard, does that now make the Sixers go backwards? Because that would be the worst thing possible right now, and it's not something that I feel like we've discussed a lot. We've discussed about the Sixers either adding that star and becoming championship contenders, or at the very least going toe-to-toe with the Boston Celtics in a finals, probably a finals, if that's what we were expecting, you know, like a 1-2 seed, and at least going 7 games. That's what we've talked about. And if not getting Kawhi to do that, people have still felt, well, the Sixers will still be a really good team and probably lose to Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Have the other teams, though, done enough? And are you really nervous at all with these reports that Kawhi Leonard could go to Toronto? And now, do we not discuss the idea that the Sixers may take a step back? You know, 2 years ago, and it's not a complete analogy, but I guess it's 3 years ago, the Flyers made the playoffs. They were a little bit ahead of their time with Dave Hackstall as a first-year coach. They got some ridiculously clutch play toward the end of the season from Wayne Simmons and from Gus Bear at the time, and they got into the playoffs. Now, they didn't do anything when they got there. They sputtered. They didn't score any goals, and they were out as fast as they were in, but nonetheless, they were in the playoffs. The next year, which was not this past year, but the year before, they did not make the playoffs. And people interpreted that as a major step back. And the fire Hackstall slogans began. And the Claude Giroux needs to be traded. And it wound up as hurt. But the bottom line is, everybody expected the Flyers that year were going to build on their playoff appearance from the season before. And they didn't make the playoffs. I don't fear that the Sixers are going to fall right out of the playoffs at all. No doubt. I mean, they were a third seed. They've got a lot of young talent. But we're at a place right now where if they don't get any other player and they take this team into the season, now you do have to rely on Markelle Fultz to really be that guy to help you. And you do have to rely on Ben Simmons to be, you know, much more improved in the mid-range game. Let's not talk about threes with Ben Simmons yet. I know we like to do that. Let's talk about mid-range game before anything else. And of course, Joel Embiid being a more refined low post scorer, not, you know, dribbling 1,100 times before he takes a shot and everything like that. It just puts much more emphasis on the players that they currently have to repeat last year's success, and not just repeat, but go forward. Has anybody contemplated now that Milwaukee, Indiana, and possibly Toronto, with or without Kawhi Leonard, since they had a better record last year, has anyone pondered the fact that the Sixers may take a little bit of step back? Is anybody worried about that? 610-632-0975. To the caller's point, I believe last year the Sixers split their season series with the Bucks, and I believe they beat the Pacers, or maybe the Pacers beat that. I'll go back and check, but I do remember that the Pacers and Bucks were not easy wins at all, or easy games for the Sixers. There were a few tight ones in there, and there were a few losses against both of those teams. I'm not sure if they played either of those teams more than once during that 16-game win streak. I'll have to go back and check it. But the bottom line is those two are good teams. They are very athletic. They do have perimeter athleticism. They have wing athleticism. And this Sixers team right now stands to be the same team that's going to start Robert Covington at the three and Dario Saric at the four. And I imagine Chandler is going to come off the bench, and he is a wing player who can give you some athleticism, and I'm sure he will get significant minutes, and he might see more minutes on games where Robert Covington's really struggling with his shot. I don't know, so you can definitely say they're upgraded, but again, Indianapolis made moves, Milwaukee made moves, they drafted players, they're a good team too, they're well coached. In fact, Milwaukee is now coached by Mike Budenholzer, who I thought did a pretty decent job in Atlanta until he just, you know, they ran out of all the, they lost all those guys who wound up lifting them to a number one seed a couple of years ago. But they got a new coach and they're raring to go. So it's not something we talk about a lot, but I think it's something that we really need to address, the idea that if the Sixers kind of stay the same here and never get that big game that they're trying to bag out there in free agency or in the trade market now, is it possible they fall behind the Indianapolis and the Milwaukee Bucks of the world? 610-632-0975. The other topic I want to get through, and again, I give myself time to think about this, think about why and what goes on. People seem to be really upset, and I get it because it's the human nature of the fan, about a lot of the disrespect going on regarding the Philadelphia Eagles in all sorts of forms and fashions. There was the NFL Network Top 100, which was very favorable to Carson Wentz at number 3 overall, but then basically took a crap on anybody else who played for the Eagles. I mean, almost all of them, I think Fletcher Cox was like 68th or something, or 38th, I mean, 38th, which is criminally low, I thought. There were a lot of players that should have been ranked higher, Lane Johnson especially, who were, you know, barely there. I think Lane Johnson was in the 90s. It was crazy. The Eagles were disrespected on that list. Then there was a recent NFL.com, I believe it was David Carr, who was an analyst, and he wrote a column about the top 10 quarterbacks, and he put his brother, Derek, fourth, and he didn't even have Carson Wentz in the top 10. And then ESPN.com's Mike Clay, who's, I believe, a local guy from here. And I've talked to him quite a lot. I think he's from the greater Philadelphia area. And he ranked every single team's backfield, offensive backfield, running backs. And the Eagles, with Jay Ajayi, Corey Clement, and Darren Sproles, finished 18th, I believe. 18th they were ranked. Disrespect, people said. How can you do it, people said, but that's what happened. And then the most recent example is Will Brinson of CBS Sports, who did a podcast in which he explained some of the teams that he felt were good. Brooke Lopez signed with the Milwaukee Bucks. That was the guy that I couldn't get at. So Brooke Lopez, good player, good role player for that team. Thank you for hitting me up there on Twitter, at JumpmanJT, the real JumpmanJT. So going back to that point on the Milwaukee Bucks. But back to the Eagles, Will Brinson of CBS Sports just did a thing on, you know, teams that made the playoffs last year that might not make it again this year. And one of the teams that he mentioned was the Philadelphia Eagles. And he brought up you know, the injuries that they already have and all the coaching changes, the fact that Carson's coming off the ACL, and also the statistical, I don't know if it's an oddity or a trend, the statistical trend every year that there are a bunch of teams that make the playoffs and do really well that don't make the playoffs the following year. So we put the Eagles on it. And it was like a firestorm. Even Lane Johnson wound up retweeting him something like hashtag haters gonna hate. So it was just another example of a person in the national media kind of looking at the Eagles and thinking they're not as good as maybe Philadelphia thinks they have. That they won their Super Bowl. They caught lightning in a bottle. They got the backup quarterback to have the greatest two-game stretch that you'll ever see a backup quarterback have. And now, this year, reality will hit the Philadelphia Eagles straight in the face. So there's two things about this. One, I always ask people this. In a city where we say we don't give a crap what people think, why do you give a crap what somebody rates or ranks or thinks? I go back to the Colin Cowherd thing about how Philadelphia ran Andy Reid out of town and almost ran Jay Wright out of town and don't deserve anything good because all they do is complain, blah, blah, blah. That got everybody so mad, so fired up. And I keep saying this. You don't understand, man. These guys at Fox Sports 1, they're paid to figure out angles that are going to agitate really big market cities like Philadelphia so they get a lot of attention. They just say stuff. Skip Bayless. He's been doing that for years. He's now on Fox Sports 1. He's been there for a while. The Fox Sports 1 guys specialize in just throwing anything against the wall that will agitate the crap out of you, and yet you let it happen. And so here, Will Brinson, who is certainly not a rabble-rouser, for lack of a better word, like Skip Bayless is, but Will Brinson puts this out, and people just went and said, oh, it's more disrespect, more disrespect. So, one, I wonder why you really care. And two, what I wonder is this. Is there a smoke and fire theory thing going on here? If so many people who look at the Eagles are just taking certain aspects of the team right now, injuries, Wentz coming off of an ACL and possibly starting when he's not, I don't want to say not 100%, he'll be medically cleared, but you all know that when you come back from an ACL tear, your first, you know, Donovan struggled for the first 2 months of it. It's been a while, but a lot of guys do struggle coming off the ACL tear, right? That, the injuries, the coaching changes, losing DeFilippo, losing Frank Reich, Tim Jernigan maybe not being able to play at all this year, a big part of their D-line, losing Patrick Robinson. If people are looking at all these reasons and saying, this is a lot to overcome, even for a Super Bowl champion, is there some truth to that? When you look at the Eagles right now, as much as we want to say, and I felt this, that the roster, when guys are healthy, when you look at the roster, you just assume everybody's healthy, right? Right? Assuming everyone's healthy, I've thought that the Philadelphia Eagles were a better team now than when they ended last year. Think about it. You're getting Carson back. You're getting all these guys who never even played in the playoffs. The Super Bowl. Carson, Jordan Hicks, Darren Sproles, Jason Peters, right? You brought in Michael Bennett. I mean, honestly, by the names on the piece of paper, this roster looks like a better roster than the one that won the Super Bowl. However, not everybody's healthy. You've got some major injuries now that guys are trying to overcome. You did have major coaching changes. So are we a little bit blinded? Or not the other way around, is there something that maybe we're not willing to acknowledge about the Eagles? Maybe they have a lot of adversity here that's going to be really difficult for them to overcome. Can you do it every single year? Last year, they overcome so much adversity, but it's not the same team. You did have turnover on the coaching staff. You do have a quarterback now who's going to start coming off an ACL injury. You did have some change. You do have some controversy going on in the team, whether it's Michael Bennett or the way they had to get rid of Worley. I mean, Brandon Graham has an ankle injury that we didn't really find out about until training camp that he had surgery on. So when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles right now, when you honestly, objectively look at them, do you still see this great team that should win easily 12 games? Or is there something to why the national media seems to think that this team isn't as good as we think that they are here? 610-632-0975. Let's start the phone calls off with Randy from Allentown. You're up on 97.5 The Fanatic. Randy, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, I'm the one that started that conversation yesterday.
That was you and me that was going back and forth on Oladipo and everything?
I started the conversation and then the next caller called in from Cherry Hill.
You're right. It was. That's right. Thank you for bringing that up.
Right. I'm glad you had a chance to marinate to see exactly what we was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the only thing that I think the Sixers had got out of the, take the streak, for instance, the end of the season streak. You know, mm-hmm. all the sports journalists immediately put the Sixers in the conference finals.
Fair. A lot of people did. That's true.
That just because of that streak. But before the streak even happened, everybody was just happy that the Sixers was making the playoffs. Right?
Yeah, definitely. The expectations changed, you know, so many times over throughout the course of last year.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that what the Sixers got out of it was experience. Because it's not a one or two or three player type team. It has to be a whole unit, just like Boston was just a whole unit.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just a one or two, three player type team. You know, because their major stars was injured
right.
on the Celtics. So they all gelled together. And if the Sixers can manage some kind of way to, gel together just like that, I put them up there. But how they played, like, in the playoffs and how Ben Simmons was exposed as far as, like, not having that jump shot.
Mm-hmm.
And how they closed the lane up where he couldn't drive no more if he got exposed.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Randall. I'll use your point that you made, which I think there's some accuracy to, but then I'll add in, I think it was Jay maybe from Cherry Hill, the argument that I had with Jay was that, if that's his name, I still think that the top two of Embiid and Simmons, right, are, and I think every executive in the NBA would take that top two over Giannis and Middleton, or if there's maybe a second buck you would put in, I'd put Middleton in, or Oladipo and Sabonis, right? I still think that the Sixers not only, A, have the best core in that regard, but also, because those two guys are so young, I think that their best days are way ahead of them.
Right. All right. But what I'd say Miles Turner, mm-hmm. and Oladipo together is a great matchup for the both of them. They match up well with both of them because Turner is young and physical just like Embiid is.
Mm-hmm.
But Embiid is more polished. And Oladipo is more polished offensively.
That's right. He's more polished offensively, right.
Right. So that's why I'm saying, like, those two right there. But then you also have the core of how everybody else meshed together with those guys.
I hear what you're saying, Randy, but we have to point out that Oladipo did struggle in several games against the Cavaliers in that series. I mean, there was one game where he shot like 1 for 15. There was a game he was 5 for 20. So if we're going to look at the Sixers' flaws, and I think, even though they're young, like Ben Simmons not shooting, we also have to look at Oladipo. I'm not even going to bring up any flaws of Giannis because he's a great player, but Oladipo and say he's got a lot. He's got a ways to go as well if he really wants to reach true elite superstar status in this league too.
Well, that was like his breakout season or whatever. But
it was.
I'm saying nobody is LeBron.
Right.
LeBron carried a Cavaliers team straight through the finals. What you're saying is I believe that with last year experience that Ben, Embiid, folks, all of them going to get better.
I agree with that too, Randy. I'm sorry, we're up against the break, so I got to let you go. I agree. Listen, I'm willing to concede that those who are young, upcoming teams, just like the Sixers, but I still think in the end, you take those two, Embiid and Simmons, and you bank on the fact that their development throughout the years is going to yield more dividends than, say, the other two teams and their top two. 610-632-0975. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion. I'm also going to tell you how you can win some FanFest tickets tonight. Mosher on the Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live with special guest Ben Simmons. Win your tickets only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Dealer doc fee of 114 not included. 0% financing offer on approved credit includes all 2018 Corollas, Priuses, RAV4s, and Siennas. Finance for 60 monthly payments of $1,616 for each $1,000 borrowed. Offer expires 7/31/18.
If you're worried about getting burned this July, you don't know Jack. Dell Toyota is lowering prices as the temperature rises. It's time to beat the heat this summer. Get out of your swim trunks and into a new Toyota today. Dell Toyota is continuing its quest to be the number one truck destination on the East Coast and has been selling and servicing trucks and SUVs for over 40 years. Plus, with the Dell Toyota Vehicle Exchange Program, get out of your old car and into a new Toyota for the same payment as you are paying now, or maybe even less. 0% financing and no money down. Available every day at Dell Toyota. Dell Toyota is located 8 minutes west of Exton on Route 30 in Thorndale. Visit them online at DellToyota.com. If you're afraid you're going to pay too much for your next car, you don't know Jack. Si habla español.
Jack, sell him for less.
Well, now that I'm on TV every day, I have to look my best. It's Mike Missanelli here. And I thank Harry's for my clean, close shave. Harry's razors are light, and they have such a smooth and comfortable glide. I love these razors. And Harry is confident that you will, too. So much so that if you don't love your shave, you let them know, they'll give you a full refund. That's right. 100% quality guarantee. Harry's also understands that everyone has their own preference. So if you prefer picking up yours in the store, Harry's is now available in Walmart and Target stores. If you're an online shopper, for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers will get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code FANATIC at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code FANATIC at harrys.com. So join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use the code FANATIC at checkout to claim your offer.
This year is one of the worst on record for severe storms, and these storms are really taking a toll on homes, especially on roofs. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know you're desperate, and your home is vulnerable, and they hike up their prices accordingly. That will never happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and guarantee one-day installation of your new roof so you can finally rest easy that your home, your family, and all of your possessions are safe. If summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now is the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest until 2020, including lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty. Not to mention one-day installation. Call now 833-4NATION or visit RoofingNation.com. Again, 833-4NATION or RoofingNation.com.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is John. I was a retail sales consultant when I sustained a devastating knee injury at work. I underwent multiple surgical procedures. Even though I was an excellent employee, my employer still turned its back on me. I was scared, hurt, and had nowhere to turn. Then my sister convinced me to call Swartz Cullerton. They were great and treated me with respect. I had regular contact with them, and they helped me get the best medical care. They explained my rights and fought for me in court when my employer tried to stop my benefits. Swartz Cullerton got me a large cash settlement. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-314-4444. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Dietz & Watson proudly sponsors National Night Out, Tuesday, August 7th. National Night Out brings together police and communities to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. Visit nationalnightout.org.
Sports talk for Haynesport and all of Burlington County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Got a little breaking news in the NBA world as it comes to free agency, and it is that Wayne Ellington has re-signed with the Miami Heat. So I know that some people were hoping that maybe he would come here, you know, be a little sharpshooter, but he's going back to the Heat. Now, if the Heat get Carmelo Anthony, which is one of the two spots where he's rumored to go along with Houston, and add Carmelo Anthony to that group that I thought overachieved last year, and then you put a player like Carmelo, it kind of folds into the topic that we're discussing, is that are the Sixers kind of plateauing here and potentially regressing by not adding in a bigger name in free agency, while teams like Indiana, Milwaukee added, you know, Indiana got Tyreke Evans, Milwaukee brought in Ilyasova, they brought in Lopez, Brooke Lopez, and you know, there's still moves to be made. And the Miami Heat are always aggressive. So they re-sign Ellington. They could possibly bring in Carmelo, and maybe that would be the one place where you would get Carmelo to kind of buy in more and maximize his talent. And then they could probably swing some kind of deal still that we don't even know to continue to get better. And, you know, we know that they were in the playoffs. They played the Sixers. The Sixers outclassed them in every single way. But that's a team that you never really count out. So that's where we're at with the Philadelphia 76ers right now. In absence of the star that they've said that they've been hunting. 610-632-0975. I still stand by my statement that I would put them, I don't think I'm overrating them, and I think they are better than the Pacers and the Bucks, but I do acknowledge that those two teams got better. Those two teams are athletic. Those two teams played in the playoffs, and although they lost a good team. They lost. Milwaukee loses to Boston in seven. So technically, they did a better job against the Celtics than the Sixers did. And Indiana went seven with Cleveland Cavaliers, who were in the NBA Finals. So you can make an argument that they maybe would have given a way better and perhaps even won over the Sixers in a second-round matchup if that's how the playoffs have manifested. 610-632-0975. Dan in the Northeast up next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Dan?
How we doing tonight?
Very good, man.
My whole thing is Sixers are absolutely regressing. I mean, everybody else is adding pieces. I mean, and we're losing pieces.
Well, losing pieces? I mean, they lost Bellinelli, and they lost, I'm trying to think who they really lost. Ilyasova, Bellinelli, they added guys to replace those guys.
I understand, but we're not adding significant pieces to where, like,
you mean lose? Do you mean like losing out on like guys on like LeBron and George?
Absolutely.
Okay. Like,
and Boston's getting Hayward back next year.
That's another good point.
Yeah, we can't go into the season thinking, like, we're automatically going to be better because Embiid's going to improve over another year and Simmons has another year under his belt. Like, you have to go after Kawhi. Like, that's the only thing. And, like, that meeting with Pop today, I was reading, like, Pop said he'll let him out from what I read. Like, he'll let him go to the destination he wants to go to. And the articles from a couple days ago said that he would come to Philly.
Yeah, sure.
That was the one Eastern team.
I'm sure Pop is saying that now that they haven't had any offers that they really deem credible. Now they'll open it up to pretty much anybody and probably be more willing to deal him to the Clippers or the Lakers. I still don't know that they're going to get a great offer, though. I mean, the Lakers could do it because they know that they got him in the bag and he'll sign an extension there.
I understand that, but the thing with the Lakers, too, is why wouldn't you just hold out for another year when you don't have to trade anything and you can get them in free
I don't understand that because I guess my rebuttal to that would be, well, because if you get him now, you may, and listen, I don't know if I believe it, but you put LeBron, you put Kawhi Leonard on that team together, you got Rondo there, they probably think that they could win a championship this year, you know, and really knock Golden State off. So why wait a year when you think you can win a championship this year?
I mean, I personally, I think that's delusional. There's no way that team's beating Golden State.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but then you want him, you would think the Sixers should make the move, and I would tell you it's delusional to think that the Sixers are doing any better if they make the move, and then they're going to lose them after a year.
Well, my thing with that is you have a shot to win an NBA championship because whatever team comes out of the West, most likely it's going to be Golden State, has to run through all those teams. I'm not saying the Eastern Conference is much easier. You're not to go through Boston, and that's going to be a hard-fought series.
Uh-huh.
But I think the Golden State, if they get through, is going to have to go through Houston. They don't have the Lakers. I don't think the Lakers are going to be that much, but you know LeBron's going to put up a fight. So anything can happen when you get to the finals. But when you're talking, you have to go through the entire Western Conference to even get to the finals. I think the Sixers have a much better shot to win a championship with Kawhi in Philadelphia versus Kawhi going to LA.
I got
to
tell you, I understand what you're saying. I think you're underestimating the Warriors when you say that they're going to be like so worn down by the Western Conference Finals. Because I mean, if there was ever a time that they were going to be worn down, it would have been worn down after that series that they played against the Rockets, and then they went and kicked the crap out of the Cavs. Right? They looked like they were actually refreshed when they played the Cavs. So I can't. And granted, you're right that Kawhi on this Sixers team will probably be a better team than I don't know. That team had LeBron, so I really don't know. I don't think. And secondly, Dan, you only have to play. You know, if you're the top seed, you play the eighth seed. They're not going to have to play the Rockets, the Lakers, the Spurs, and you know, there's only two teams you can play after the first round. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they're going to be playing all of the good teams in the West.
And I agree with you, but the conference finals, you're not going to find somebody who's good.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, but they've been doing that. That's all my point, Dan. Thanks for the phone call. If your argument is that the Lakers should go for it, but that even though they're not going to win, or the Lakers should wait because they're not going to win a title this year with LeBron and Kawhi together, then I don't see how you would expect the Sixers to go for it and get Kawhi, and that they would win a title with Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Kawhi. I mean, if you don't think LeBron and Kawhi and Rondo and all the guys who are there, Ingram and whoever would stay on the team, Lonzo, Kuzma, I mean, somebody may have to go in that trade. But the bottom line is you're going to get, you know, at least Kawhi, Leonard, at least LeBron and Rondo and most likely Lonzo Ball together. That's pretty good. And I do severely doubt that the Lakers are going to give up on Brandon Ingram. So I don't know what they're willing to give up for Kawhi Leonard personally. 610-632-0975. All right, the Phillies bounce back from last night's rough loss. They win 5-4 in a makeup game against the Baltimore Orioles. They got a big hit earlier in the game. I think it was from Alfaro, right? He had a two-run home run. Yeah, he had three RBIs tonight. So it's the thing you love about the Phillies is that it's like, I know this sounds like really cliche and corny, but it's like every night it's sometimes a different guy. You know, every day we come to, for a while to start the season, they really rode the back and the hot hand of Herrera. But then after that, after Rhys Hoskins got hurt and came back, you know, after he got hit in the face and then he came back, he's been on a tear. He's been playing well. He did strike out three times tonight. But sometimes it's been Santana, who I think had more RBIs in the month of June than any other major league player. Franco, obviously, lately has really got his numbers up to the point where some people think now that you don't make a move at third base, and because Franco is now becoming the player you always thought he would be. I disagree with that. I would still look to upgrade third base if it didn't cost me a whole lot if I get Mike Moustakas, because I just don't trust Franco in September and October like I would a guy like Moustakas, who's, you know, made two All-Star games and played in plenty of playoff games and won a World Series. But it does seem like every night, you know, it could be Altair or Williams with a pinch hit home run, they're getting a new hero. So you like the balance of the team. Pivetta, 7 strikeouts again tonight. John Heyman wrote a really interesting column. And he wrote a column that suggested that the Phillies should really be aggressive in their pursuit of Manny Machado. And he had a really interesting reason why. And if you read the column for FanCred, there was one thing that stuck out there to me for why he thinks the Phillies should pursue Machado that registered. And we'll talk about it when we come back. Mosher on the Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Would you like a new car and make no payments until 2019, plus get free gas until the end of the year? Hi, it's John Ashdell, the Car Czar from Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Hyundai has delivered an additional 200 cars to the dealership and challenged me to sell them all by the end of the month. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. It's the epic summer sales event here at Colonial Hyundai. All month long, save up to 30% off every new Hyundai in stock. Make no payments until 2019 and I'll buy your gas for the rest of the year. Enjoy 0% financing for up to 72 months. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. This month at Colonial, drive home a new 2018 Tucson for just $149 per month. Westchester, King of Prussia, Delaware. You're only minutes away. Shop us 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Now that's a better way to buy a Hyundai.
Kona does not qualify. Tucson leases 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, 1995 due at signing. Must qualify for tier 1 credit. Offers cannot be combined and includes all rebates and incentives. Free gasoline capped at 6,000 miles. Full details call 1-866-CARSAR.
Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now, 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency is considerable risk. Read more at cbira.com.
Are you or anyone you know struggling with infertility and overwhelmed by the cost of IVF treatment? Mainline Fertility may be able to help with deeply discounted IVF treatment for a limited time. Mainline Fertility is currently accepting IVF patients for several IVF clinical trials where qualified patients will receive deeply discounted IVF treatment. Visit MainlineFertility.com today to learn more about their current IVF clinical trials. Find out how you can grow your family without setting it back financially. Inquire today at MainlineFertility.com.
Hey, New Jersey, see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only. July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, isn't it time you stepped up your game? In the gym, in the boardroom, and especially in the bedroom. American men are getting soft. We have less testosterone than our fathers, and even less than our grandfathers. We owe it to them and ourselves to fight back. With Alpha King from Force Factor, it's never been easier. Just one small pill a day for a serious boost in total testosterone. Alpha King is on the rise at GNC, but you can claim a complimentary bottle by texting SALUTE to 809-809. More lean muscle from your workouts, more energy to power through the day, and more passion and drive so you can rule the bedroom. It's no wonder thousands of men across America trust Alpha King to fuel their performance. Just text SALUTE to 809-809 for your complimentary bottle, a $35 value. Respond in the next 10 minutes for your chance to also snag a bottle of SCORE, our number one performance libido enhancer. That's SALUTE to 809-809.
This 15 Minutes of Fame is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save.
Hey, Philly, do you know somebody in your community that's done something extraordinary? Whether it's somebody in the military, a humanitarian, philanthropist, or just a neighbor or friend who looks out for the well-being of your community, GEICO wants to celebrate your accomplishments by honoring good work with 15 Minutes of Fame. Simply send your nomination via email to geico@bbgi.com. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, GEICO and the Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO can help you get a great coverage at a great price. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you can save.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Rasta Impasta and Influential Drones. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
All right. right, 9:45 back here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Phillies win tonight, 5-3. We got a couple of things on the table. We're going to talk about the Phillies in a second. But the Sixers, we were talking about whether or not they are ascending or regressing, basically, based on some of the calls that we've had. Now, we've had, you know, a man from Allentown who called earlier in the show and started the discussion last night. And I think it was Jay from Cherry Hill who added on and said, we're all overrating the Sixers until they get this star. They're actually falling behind the Indiana's, I should say, and the Milwaukee's of the world, the Bucks and the Pacers. And surely if Toronto, which is already better than Philadelphia on a record standpoint, I'd be interesting to see how the Raptors will do this year, basically with a new coach who's just the assistant coach from the last team, Nick Nurse, promoted to the head coaching spot. If they get Kawhi Leonard, which is now the Odd Sharks' number one favorite team to get Kawhi Leonard somehow, and I know that Marcus DeRozan deleted all the pics on his Instagram, so that made everybody kind of wonder what's going on here. If that happens, that's just another team that you look at and say they're probably got more talent and will be better than the Sixers, and we wonder about whether or not there'll be some regression. The second thing, I mentioned that the Phillies win tonight. They go back to being, 12 games over 500. Yep, 52-40. And John Heyman, a very respected baseball insider. You see him on the MLB Network. He also writes for FanCred. He wrote a column suggesting that the Phillies should not be out on Manny Machado, that they should get back in. He actually said that they probably are in, even though they're saying they're out. They're never really out until Machado is traded to somewhere else. But he said that the type of team that gives up prospects to get Machado, which you'll see now, the Yankees, the Dodgers, maybe the Cubs, the type of team is thinking World Series. And that's the type of player they're looking to bring in. You don't see like teams that are on the come up give up big time prospects to get a marquee player. But you see all the time teams that are World Series contenders will give up prospects for a guy who's considered a rental. I mean, Aroldis Chapman is an example, whether he's going to the Yankees or going to the Cubs. There are countless examples. Beltran, when he went to San Francisco from the Mets all those years ago. Every year, there are one-year rentals that get traded for prospects, and sometimes they don't re-sign. Sometimes you lose out, like when Beltran went to the Cardinals and didn't re-sign with the San Francisco Giants. So it is a risk, but Heyman said that when you're a World Series team and you make that, you assume that risk. And in the same column, he's saying that the Phillies should go out and get Machado. So if I'm connecting the dots here, what I'm assuming very clearly that Heyman is saying is that he thinks the Phillies should conduct business as if they are a World Series contender. Think about that. Think about this. Think about how you felt about the Eagles last year when you realized that they were actually really darn good. Think about how you felt about the Sixers as they were ascending and winning 16 games in a row, and we were starting to talk about them as possibly in the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe then the NBA Finals. We're going through it all over again with the Philadelphia Phillies. They're in first place. Okay, as of right now, there is only one team in the National League that has more wins than them, and that's the Milwaukee Brewers, who had a nice year last year, were on the come up, but I don't know if anybody thought that they would have the most wins in the National League at this point. More than Chicago, more than St. Louis, more than LA, more than the Diamondbacks. Okay? So the Phillies, right now, if all things went according to plan, would be playing the Brewers in the NLCS for a right to go to the World Series. So while it might seem crazy, the reality is there's only one team in the National League that has more wins. And then when you go look over the American League, yeah, you got Houston, you have Boston and the Yankees, and they're all in that 60-win range. But after that, the fourth-best team has got, 58 wins, the Mariners? So the Phillies have 52. The bottom line was what I'm saying is while the American League is quite strong, the National League is kind of there for the taking. The Nationals, very disappointing. The Cardinals, only 3 games up. Cubs, formidable, but not unbeatable. Dodgers, really reeling. They're in first place, but they don't have Kershaw. He's been hurt. He's going to be out for a while. Pat Egan, you're always up on this. How long is Kershaw going to be out for?
I think another month, but I'd have to check again.
But the bottom line is he gets hurt every year, right?
And yeah, he's kind of breaking down a little bit.
And we know about his playoff. He's had some great playoff games. He's had some really bad playoff games, too. He can be Jekyll or Hyde, depending on what the day is.
He's also pitched a lot.
He has pitched a ton.
I think he came up in, 2009 or 10.
Right.
So he's like, he's been in the
league.
He's
got a lot of mileage.
Exactly. He's been in the league for a while.
Absolutely. Same with the guy in the Diamondbacks who used to be on the Dodgers. What's his name? Greinke, right? He's been in the majors for quite a long time, too. The Phillies have young talent. They've got, obviously, Gabe Kapler has connected with them in a way that it keeps the clubhouse vibe very good, very upbeat. They don't have these long losing streaks. At least they haven't had one in a while. Not since they started 1-4. They're obviously have done tremendously well. They've been winning series. You know, they seem to beat the teams they're supposed to beat, like tonight taking care of the Orioles, like playing the Mets, winning that. They won that series, right? That was a five-game series. They won three, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Yeah, three and two in that series. So the bottom line is this team continues to get better, continues to improve, and is 30-16 at Citizens Bank Park. So they have what you would call it a home field advantage. It's literally the field because it's certainly not the fans showing up in great attendance. So the bottom line is, do you agree with Heyman that the Phillies should look at themselves and say, we have as good of anybody else chance in the National League to be in the World Series? I didn't say to win it, because it will be a major upset, obviously, against some of these titans in the American League right now. But the Phillies can only look around and see one team that's better than them, and it's only three games, and it's the Brewers. And if you look at the Brewers, they've definitely got some good players. They can certainly hit the ball, right? I don't know if their pitching from top to bottom is as good as the Phillies, but hey, you never know. I don't want to slight them. They got 55 wins. So the only point is, right now, you look at the Phillies and you say they could be in the NLCS against the Brewers for the right to go to the World Series. Should they then react accordingly? Does that make more sense for them to go get Machado, even if it's a rental, and give up some decent prospects? I still, no matter what you try to tell me, would not give up Sixto Sanchez for Manny Machado, because at the end of the day, he's a rental. And you don't know. You just don't know. But I think I would consider, in which I wouldn't in the past, giving up some decent prospects. You know, Ranger Suarez or some other guys on the farm who are doing well. You know, some kind of package. A package of prospects for Manny Machado with the idea in mind that I can be in the World Series. Now, I don't know if they're going to win it, but they certainly have a right to look at themselves and say more than halfway through the season that they can be World Series contenders. Pat Egan, do you buy the Philadelphia Phillies as contenders to be in the World Series?
I'm starting to. We had somewhat of a similar conversation, 2 months ago?
Yeah, and you were dead set about
I wouldn't give up anybody because I didn't believe in the Phillies being legit contenders. But look, we're in mid-July. If I'm not starting to believe now, I'm just, you know, blind at that point. So, look, I don't think you're going to have to give up Sixto. I know Missinelli sat there tonight and said you'd have to absolutely give up Sixto. If he was paying attention to what's going on in baseball, nobody's giving up your top prospect for Manny Machado. The Yankees apparently aren't giving up Justice Sheffield or Clint Frazier for him.
Right.
So I don't think you're going to have to give up Sixto for him because at this point I think the Orioles just want to get something for him for a rental. And as you said, like rentals, every once in a while, you have a rental go for Gleyber Torres, but usually you don't because that was a different situation. They were facing a 100-year curse.
Exactly. A lot of ghosts there that needed to be exercised.
Yeah, so if you have to give up Mickey Moniak to do it, by all means do it. Because, you know, I've gone on record as saying I don't think Mickey Moniak ever plays a game in the Phillies uniform because I think he'll get traded for a piece like Manny Machado.
Right. Ranger Suarez?
Yeah, give him up.
Yeah,
Adonis Medina, give him up.
Suarez Medina, might do
give
it.
Give him up.
When all is said and done, the Phillies probably have a really good package of players they can give up.
Yeah, they want to give up Cousins. I mean, like, Cornelius Randolph, like, they are so deep at outfield prospects that, yeah, just package some of these guys together and they could easily get the best, easily present the best package.
All right.
Without having to give up Jalen Ortiz or having to give up Sixto Sanchez. They don't have to give up those guys.
So before we go to the break, the other interesting thing in the Heyman column was that he says that the one reason that he constantly hears for the Phillies not making a move to get Machado is because that the Phillies brass doesn't think it's really ready to contend for a World Series. If that's the case, that's a problem when you have the second best record in the National League.
Well, it kind of goes back to
their analytics guys,
kinda,
right?
It goes back to like my view on the team, though. Is all season long, I just haven't had that 2007, even 2008 feeling with this team of, you know, they're way better, and that might be because this team's more balanced than those teams. Those teams would just dummy you with their hitting ability, and this team just wins so many one run games that I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop.
It should be noted that the Phillies' expected win total, which is a big analytics thing, is lower than their actual win total, which means that in some through analytics, they're actually overachieving, which we all know that they're overachieving just based on expectations alone and watching them. But even analytically, they're overachieving. And so that might give people some pause. So what do you think? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, but even if you think they're overachieving, you're in the front office and you can get him in-house and at least try to make that run and then possibly try to re-sign him, why wouldn't you do that?
I'm with you on that. 610-632-0975. It's also the 10-year anniversary of the World Series team, 2008 World Series. Pat Egan and I have come up with a game involving the World Series champ Philadelphia Phillies that will help you win, that can help you win FanFest tickets when we come back. Mosher on the Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. New Kias, don't wait, save now. During Gateway Kia's Independence Month Freedom to Save celebration in Warrington and Quakertown. Come celebrate your freedom to get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Or enjoy savings freedom of choice on a new 2018 Kia Forte LX or 2018 Kia Soul. Your choice, lease for just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or lease a new 2019 Kia Sportage LX or 2018 Kia Sereno L. Your choice, just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero do it sign. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10 key miles per year lease, add tax, title, and DMV. Discount lease only, trade downs value with credit approval expires 7/31/18.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gathered together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combined for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolesBakery.com.
Time to have a ball. At Ocean Resort Casino Atlantic City, there's something for everyone. Mix and mingle at HQ Squared Nightclub and Beach Club. Play a virtual round at the indoor Topgolf Swing Suite. Enjoy an incredible VIP pool experience at Poseidon Pool and Cabana Club. And take in Ivan Kane's Royal Jelly Burlesque Show. Come have a ball at the Ocean AC. Now open, theoceanac.com. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, let's talk turkey. Because it's the sale of the summer at Peebles. We're talking Black Friday in July. This Thursday through Saturday, get over 70 all-day doorbusters, including dozens under $10. Plus, Nike shoes as low as $29.99 and buy one, get two free on all clearance. Want more? How about 20% off beauty and fragrances with your coupon? And get here early. Our first 30 customers on Saturday have a chance to win a $100 gift card. Black Friday in July starts Thursday at Peebles. Peebles is part of our Stage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Dog days of summer can lead to some hot nights. At Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse on Wednesday, July 18th, Delilah's gets even hotter as Delilah's presents the 15th annual Diamond G-String Awards. Join our celebrity guest host, recording artist, and TV personality, Chanel West Coast, as the most beautiful and talented performers from Philadelphia and beyond come together to compete for the coveted Diamond G-String Award. You won't want to miss any of the steamy action. Come early for Delilah's select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 18th. make your night even better by reserving a table for bottle service for your group by visiting Delilah's.com. Don't miss Delilah's 15th annual Diamond G-String Award, Wednesday, July 18th. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Don't miss the 2018 Diamond G-String Award night, only at Delilah's.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
All right, it's 10 o'clock, and you know what that means here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Somebody this hour, more than just one person perhaps, is going to win FanFest tickets. All right, FanFest tickets. Me and Pat Egan have come up with a game. It's a fun game. Looking forward to playing with this. Last night I had fun. I gave away FanFest tickets. We came up with names from the World Cup roster, and you had to decide whether the name was a real name or a fake name from the litany of World Cup teams that are competing in the World Cup. So that was fun. Tonight we have a Phillies-based game, and we are honoring the 2008 Phillies, the 10-year anniversary of the World Championship Phillies. So here's the deal. You're going to call up 610-632-0975. We already have a caller on the line who will probably want to play. And you will make your point, your sports point, and you and I will hash it out in some way. And at the end, what I'm going to do is ask you, I'm going to give you a name, all right? And this name was either on the 2008 World Series team for the Phillies or not on the World Series, 2008 Phillies World Series team. And you have to decide whether this person was on it, on the roster, or not on the roster. All right? It sounds simple. It's probably not as simple as you think. All right? 610-632-0975 is the number. Speaking of the Phillies, we were discussing the John Heyman column that suggested that the Phillies should go after Manny Machado instead of being out, which is the latest report, because he basically said the Phillies can't act like that up-and-coming team that's really not at that point where you start giving up top prospects for a one-year rental like those the Yankees and Cubs do because they know they can win a World Series. He said they need to think like the Cubs and Yankees and Red Sox, because when you look at them right now, they're pretty good. And I expanded that to say, you know what? I didn't think about that a week or two ago, but now I look up and I see that only one team in the National League has more wins. That's the Brewers, and it's only three more wins. And what that tells me is the Phillies are the second best team right now in the National League. Now, listen, that can change. You know, the Braves are one game behind. The Cubs have an identical number of wins. The Dodgers have two fewer wins, although they play tonight, and the Diamondbacks one fewer. So it's not like it's impossible for the Phillies to even fall out of the playoff race. But the way they've been playing, they've been very consistent. They're getting good starting pitching nightly. It's very infrequent that they get rocked, right? You've gotten Sir Anthony Dominguez come in here and turn around the back end of the bullpen, and he has been phenomenal. And offensively, it's weird, but they kind of scratch and claw and do what they need to do to win. And tonight is a perfect example with Alfaro being the hero with the two-run home run that he hit early. So maybe the Phillies really do need to be bigger thinkers. Now, personally, if they don't get Machado, I still think you could try to upgrade at third base. But also, Pat and I were discussing this. Go after arms. Get arms, man. Get one more starter and get one more reliever. Now, I'm of the mindset that if you can get yourself an elite closer, say like a Raisel Iglesias from the Reds, right? and you can put him in the ninth inning, move Sir Anthony to the eighth, and then get six innings out of a starter, all you're really worried about now is the seventh. And if Neshek can kind of lock that down, then you're pretty good there. But nonetheless, at least you have candidates. You have Arano, Vasquez. I mean, you have a bunch of different guys who can try at least solidify themselves as your seventh inning guy. But it takes the pressure off your starter to have to go seven or eight. You kind of do what the Yankees did. Remember when the Yankees had Chapman, right? And then they still went out and got Andrew Miller anyway. I mean, the Yankees under Joe Girardi for his last 3 or 4 years there basically had three closers for the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth. And I like that kind of style of thinking. I like the idea of getting the right guy. Now, you don't want to go out and get you don't want Jean-Marc Gomez, someone who comes out of nowhere, gives you like 35 saves, and you think they're great. You really want, and this is where Pat was insistent saying, no, you don't just go out and get maybe Brad Anderson and give up all these prospects. It has to be real, legit, grade A beef closer, right? And sometimes those guys aren't as readily available. And it is still difficult to give up a lot of prospects for those guys because they tend to fall apart very quickly. But again, it's all about how you're viewing the Phillies and how aggressive you think they should be given their standing right now as the second best team in the National League. 610-632-0975. Going to get back to the Eagles a little bit too on the disrespect angle, but we got callers. So Jimmy from Mount Holly up next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jimmy?
That player from the 2008 Phillies team was on the roster. Jeff, the only team that I'm...
I haven't even given you the name yet, though.
Well, we'll get to that. The only team that I think it would be a pipe dream if we could not, that we would not be in the postseason series would be the Houston Astros. I totally agree with Mr. Heyman in his article. And like Tyler Zuli, a dear, dear friend of mine, Jeff, couldn't care less about prospects. They could give up 6-toe, 7-toe, 8-toe. We got to get Manny Machado. I mean,
Jimmy, I think that it's two different conversations, right? I would give up Sixto Sanchez to get Machado if on the day you got him, he signed a 7-year, $400 million, whatever, a long-term deal. I don't give up my number one prospect under the theme of he's just a prospect for a guy that I may not be able to keep because Manny Machado was once a prospect. Rhys Hoskins was once a prospect. You can't just say they're nothing because they're prospects.
Well, I'm not saying they're nothing, but to your point about taking a shot right now and your original question about whether this is a bona fide World Series contender, with that being said, I take that chance. I know what you're saying. It is very risky. Now, for these people out there that think the Yankees are invincible, after I stopped laughing, I looked at the fact that they split with the Baltimore Orioles and got swept by Tampa Bay. And, Jeff, the team is just pitching deficient. I mean,
they definitely need another starter. I mean, they can use another starter.
And Gabe Kapler, I mean, if this isn't Doug Peterson in a baseball uniform, I don't know what is. I mean, this team is spectacularly overachieving, and there's every reason to get really excited, and I can tell you're on board. That's what prompted me to call.
Hey, man, I waited for that shoe to drop in June with that brutal schedule, and they finished, I think, 14-15 in June, one game under 500. I thought they were going to be six games under 500 in June and really come back to the, you know, regress to the mean, and they didn't. So I'm a believer in what Gabe Kapler is selling right now.
Well, that's why you're the colonel in this army. And before you let me go, I want to explain something, because the last time I called, you misunderstood something that I said.
Okay.
I did not or would never call you a nitwit. I just said the people that bet on the Lakers and gave 4-1 odds, that was the source of being nitwits. You never give 4-1 odds. Like, no matter what, I don't care how good it looks going in. So, sir, your colonel, I want to apologize. I would never even think of you.
My friend, to your luck, I don't even remember the conversation, so it's okay. We're all good on good terms. Now, do you want to win a chance to win FanFest tickets, or have you already done this?
I've already qualified.
All right, I'm going to save it for somebody else, Jimmy. I expect to see you there. Have a great night, man. 610-632-0975. Steven in Virginia Beach up next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Steven?
And late August at FanFest sure sounds pretty good. I live in Virginia Beach, but I'll be up in the city.
So you're going to be there? All right.
I don't have tickets yet because you guys don't love me as much as I love you.
Steven, I have a feeling tonight might be your night, okay? If you're a big Phillies fan, you should get the answer right. But what's your point?
Well, so here's my point, man.
I'm tired. I'm born and raised in Philly. I just moved to Virginia Beach in September. I'm sick and tired of being the moral victory capital of the country, man. I'm sick of it. Like, look, like the man said, I do agree with one thing. We do not have prospects that are going to turn into a Manny Machado. He's one of the top three players in baseball right now. When you look at our basketball front, it's Markel Fultz, Dario Saric, Robert Covington, or one of the, you know, probably anywhere between 20 and 30, number 20 pick or number 30 pick draft picks. Are any of them going to turn into Kawhi Leonard? No. So you know what you do? Go get them.
Well, let's attack this separately with your Phillies point. You said the Phillies don't have a prospect who projects to be a Manny Machado, and that right now is correct from an offensive standpoint. However, they have a pitcher in Sixto Sanchez who throws 100 miles per hour accurately, knows where it's going, and has a chance to be your next great fireballing starting pitcher. So while they may not have the next Machado, they may have the next Jacob DeGrom, whoever you want to put in there, and that's a significant piece. So that's where I don't want to – I think you can get this guy without having to give up that kind of a gem.
And guess what else?
What's up?
If he needs a Tommy – what if he needs a Tommy John surgery in a year, then I'm going to say, oops, we could add Manny.
Yeah, but that's like saying – I mean, Manny Machado tore his ACL a couple of years ago. What if that happens again, you know, and he misses the whole year? That's too many kind of ifs.
We need to show the sports landscape that we are for real in this city. If you go out and you get Manny Machado, you know what happens right behind him next year? I think Bryce Harper comes too. You understand what I mean? Like, you just, and even if he doesn't, at least we're being aggressive. We're trying to show people we're trying to win. Mm-hmm. You know who I can't stand as a person, but I feel bad about them as a baseball player that used to wear pinstripes? Jonathan Papelbon. Because they gave this kid a bill of goods, we're going to try to win. And guess what Ruben Amaro did? He just pretty much tanked it out. And you know what?
No. Wait. Ruben tried to win. It's just that the recipe failed.
Yeah, exactly. And he traded Cliff Lee for no reason at all. For no reason. Just because he tried to be the smartest guy in the room. I'm sick of it, dude.
They signed Roy Halladay after they traded Cliff Lee, and then Cliff came back.
Yeah, and he came back because he wanted to, not because we went after him. Last point that I'll make is, I can't stand the Lakers, I can't stand the Celtics, but I admire their franchises because they're not going to sit here and hang Eastern Conference final banners and things like that. We need to win. It's championship or bust. Trust the process, and I love my feels, but y'all got to go out and get these players, man. Go get the guys, and if they don't sign, they don't sign. But at least you can go out on your shield and say, we did every single thing we can, because if it was the Yankees, Lakers, Celtics, or one of those teams, they would have done it already. Stop playing. Let's go.
All right. I'm going to give – are you ready for try to win FanFest tickets?
Heck yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me if he was on the 2008 World Series Phillies team.
Yep.
Rudy Cienez.
No, he was not.
I'm sorry, Steven. He was on the team. Thanks for calling. We got to get you. We'll try to get you again. Call back another night. We'll be giving it away. But Rudy Cienez was a member of the 2008.
Great Rudy Cienez.
Well, yeah, he had a good year, right?
Not really.
A big fan. I know. No. I was being
like number 50 something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Long man.
But he was on the team.
He had Sam Bradford type sleeves he would wear.
That's right.
He would have a ridiculous, like, you know, to the elbow sleeves cut off. It was really stupid.
I love your encyclopedia-ish memory of Rudy Cienez from the 2008 Phillies. That's great.
It's like Rain Man.
Derek from Lower Moreland, next up, next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Derek?
Hey, Jeff. I haven't called in a while. Hey, no one's a bigger Clay Condrey fan.
No. Listen. You're not allowed to do what you're doing, Derek. You are not allowed to give these names away, all right?
I remember that guy, how he's still in the T-shirt from that era. I won't say which year. And it's like, oh, yeah, that guy. That's what I thought when you just broke out the Rudy Cienez. You
know? Patty even chimes in with the tobacco references. He did have a big mouthful of chew.
Real quick, buy or sell this weekend, either if you guys were free and money weren't an issue, would your wives make you go with them to the Taylor Swift concert at Lincoln Financial Field? That's like a huge show.
I don't think my wife's a big Taylor Swift fan, like enough to go see her in concert. So it's hard for me to say.
I wonder what the stadium's like when it's not an Eagles game, you know, or a Temple football game. It would just be an interesting experience, I think.
That's a good point. I've only been, I haven't been to the link when there hasn't been anything other than Eagles game fan. I wonder what it's like, especially a Taylor Swift. I mean, what's the clientele at a Taylor? It's got to be 75% middle-aged women or young girls, right? Probably both.
Yeah, pretty much both.
Yeah, I would think both.
If you're a single guy, like a divorcee,
it's got to be a good eye candy concert. Right?
You bar your niece and you take her there.
There you go. That's a good point. So what's going on, Derek?
I just wanted to throw out there, last year, not at this time, a little later in July, maybe like July 29th, 30th, I went to my first Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs game. It was like something to do. Hey, let's check it out, Allentown. They were having a good year. In the lineup that night and playing, and I really didn't know a whole lot about these guys. Reese Hoskins, mm-hmm. Jorge Alfaro, J.P. Crawford, Scott Kingery, and Zach Eflin started the game. And they're all with the Phillies right now.
Right. I mean, do believe in drafting and development in baseball and that prospects aren't just people, like that you just discard easily.
I was just so impressed. Scott Kingery won the game in extra innings. Everyone had been talking about him.
Yeah.
And a few weeks later is when Hoskins came up in early August and burst on the scene.
Went on a tear.
So this farm system is really stocked. I think they can afford to take the risk, but what I want to know, I think they should keep those top-level guys and ride it out. And like you said, they're kind of ahead of schedule. You're not expecting them to have success, even if they do make the playoffs. So why give up some of these possible cornerstones?
Right.
But here's
the thing, Derek. I mean, and I understand when a caller says that it's not like you're trading these guys for a player who's like, you see a lot of guys move at the trade deadline that are good but not Hall of Fame good, okay? Manny Machado is Hall of Fame good. So I'm not afraid to make a deal. Like, again, I don't want to deal Sixto, and I don't think you have to, but they've got other pretty good prospects, as you mentioned. I'm not afraid to part with some of them for a guy who I really do think is going to stay here. It's not like Kawhi Leonard to me, who has one foot out the door and wants to be on L.A. and is telling everybody that. This guy has a knowledge of this team because the three guys who helped draft him in Baltimore are all here, and I feel like that helps. He has comfort, and he'd love this city, and hopefully the fans would show up if they got him. I feel like he can be romanticized very easily into signing here, unlike a Kawhi Leonard where you're battling uphill odds to keep him.
Well, I'll just say this. I'm excited to see how Reese Hoskins does in the Home Run Derby on Monday.
I am too. It's got a nice little NL East flavor also with Freddie Freeman in it and Bryce Harper, I think, also. So that'll be fun. Are you ready? Do you have FanFest tickets yet?
No, I absolutely don't. And it's going to be here before you know it. I see the emails periodically. And
all right, so here's your chance to win it. I'm going to give you a name, and you tell. It's very easy. You just say, yes, he was on the Phillies in 2008, or no, he was not, all right?
All right, let's go.
Russ Branyan.
Oh, yeah, that was one of Charlie Manuel's guys from the Cleveland Indians that they got. I remember him. I will say no. He was 2009.
That is correct. He was not on the 2008 team. Good job. Hold on. You are going to FanFest, Derek.
He was 2007, though.
You're right. He was 2007, not 2009. But nonetheless, a year before, all you got to know is whether he's on 2008.
He was on the team for about 12 minutes. He had a big home run against Washington.
He did. 610-632-0975 is the number. Let's talk to Brett in the Northeast. What's going on, Brett?
Hey, man. What's going on?
How you doing?
I just want to talk Sixers real quick.
Okay.
And I just want to say I have a full belief in Markelle Fultz. I think he's going to be the next Nelson Aguilar.
But Markelle Fultz plays basketball. I don't understand how. I'm kidding.
I get it. But you know what I'm.
I've used this analogy before, and for some reason, when I do, some people like to slam me and say it's not a fair one. I certainly think it's a fair one that you're talking about overcoming something that's more. I guess mental or more confidence than it is acumen, I guess.
Right.
So
definitely mental, not ability, but mental, just a mental block.
Correct.
And I think, you know, it took Nelson a full 2 years to get over it, and I think Markelle will get over it this year.
I sure hope so. I mean,
today is July 12th. 2018, mark my words, I believe it'll happen.
Well, I hope so, because I think in absence of getting one of the big guys that they were looking for, that now the pressure is on Markelle Fultz to be that star that they've been either hunting or, quote, developing, that Brett Brown has said. And if he can play like a number one pick. You feel a lot better about the Sixers even being able to go toe-to-toe with Boston, because that would give them a third star. And we all know that, you know, Golden State's got four. You at least need three to be in some kind of conversation. So, yeah, Ben, you got Joel. If Markelle Fultz played like a star, you'd feel better about them missing out on some of the guys this offseason.
Right, 100%.
100%. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on him.
And I think him working on the shot, I think that's the right thing to do for him to work, you know, privately on the shot outside of Summer League. I think that's the right thing to do for him.
All right. You want to win FanFest tickets?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to give you this name. You tell me if he was on the 2008 World Series Phillies or not.
You got it. Shoot.
The name is R.J. Swindle.
R.J. Swindle. I'm going to say... No, he was not on the 2018.
I'm sorry, Brad. He was a member of the 2008 World Series Phillies. Man, that's a tough one. Egan, would you have gotten that?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, everybody.
I went to a game when he pitched, and the big thing about R.J. Swindle was he had the 50-mile-per-hour curveball, and you could literally see the curveball.
So, the old Livan Hernandez one?
Yeah, so we're playing the Milwaukee Brewers.
El Duque had that, too, the lollipop.
Yep, playing the Milwaukee Brewers, and Ryan Braun's up, and he gives him the 50-mile-per-hour curveball, and he didn't swing at it.
How far ahead of it was he?
He didn't swing at it. And we were the whole stadium was like, gives it to him again, and Braun crushed it. And then it was like, oh, that's why this guy was in the minors for the last 12 years.
Yeah, so Braun did the right thing. He waited on it knowing some kind of wacky knuckle curve was coming, right? And then on the second pitch, he basically had that timing mechanism down. I'm not going to swing. 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 Now I'll swing, and he knocks it out of the park.
The ball just landed. Probably 25 minutes ago.
I'm sure.
That's how hard he hit it.
610-632-0975. Dante in Upper Darby is up next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dante?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
How you doing? Great, great, great. Hey, listen, I was just wanted to talk about that Vince Velasquez played with the left-handed throw to first base.
That's a play that you can watch baseball for 100 more years, and you might never see that play again. Ruined it. That's too bad. He was going to make a good point, I thought, about the Eagles.
I would argue that he made a good point. We just had to dump it.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but Ben McAdoo, the former Giants coach who was fired, the former Giants coach who was once almost your Eagles coach instead of Doug Peterson, finally broke out, a silence since his firing, and had a lot of things to say, not just about the Giants, but also about the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think he's an ass face.
I think everybody might agree, but he had some really interesting things to say, and we're going to go through that when we come back, along with giving people more chances to win FanFest tickets. Mosher on the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic.
This year is one of the worst on record for severe storms, and these storms are really taking a toll on homes, especially on roofs. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know you're desperate, and your home is vulnerable, and they hike up their prices accordingly. That will never happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and guarantee one-day installation of your new roof, so you can finally rest easy that your home, your family, and all of your possessions are safe. If summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now is the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest until 2020, including lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty. Not to mention one-day installation. Call now 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com.
This 97.5 The Fanatic Golf Report is brought to you by Callaway Golf. It's summertime on the tour. Time to head across the Atlantic for the 147th British Open Championship at Carnoustie, Scotland. Bring along your knowledge of Lynx Golf when you enter the Fanatic's Pick the Winner contest. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com. Click on the contest icon. Follow the directions and enter, picking the winner and the winning score to win free golf, a dozen Callaway balls, and a ticket package to the BMW Championship at Aronimink. Par is 284. Jordan Spieth defends a title that Americans have dominated over the years. But recent Carnoustie winners are Ireland's Paddy Harrington in 07 and local hero Paul Laurie in 99, who beat John Vandeveld in a playoff after the Frenchman's unforgettable collapse. Look to England's Tommy Fleetwood and Italy's Francesco Molinari to possibly break through for the Europeans. Entries close on July 19th. Good luck. For the Fanatic, I'm Mike Rhodes. Callaway Golf is again leading the way with the latest innovations in equipment, topping Golf Digest 2018 hot list. Check out the new Rogue Driver, Fairway Woods, Hybrids, and Irons, all with jailbreak technology and a ball to change the ball, Callaway Chrome Soft, all at CallawayGolf.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, isn't it time you stepped up your game? In the gym, in the boardroom, and especially in the bedroom. American men are getting soft. We have less testosterone than our fathers, and even less than our grandfathers. We owe it to them and ourselves to fight back. With Alpha King from Force Factor, it's never been easier. Just one small pill a day for a serious boost in total testosterone. Alpha King is on the rise at GNC, but you can claim a complimentary bottle by texting SALUTE to 809-809. More lean muscle from your workouts, more energy to power through the day, and more passion and drive so you can rule the bedroom. It's no wonder thousands of men across America trust Alpha King to fuel their performance. Just text SALUTE to 809-809 for your complimentary bottle, a $35 value. Respond in the next 10 minutes for your chance to also snag a bottle of SCORE, our number one performance libido enhancer. That's SALUTE to 809-809.
New Kias. Don't wait. Save now during Gateway Kia's Independence Month Freedom to Save celebration in Warrington and Quakertown. Come celebrate your freedom to get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Or enjoy savings freedom of choice on a new 2018 Kia Forte LX or 2018 Kia Soul. Your choice. Lease for just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or lease a new 2019 Kia Sportage LX or 2018 Kia Sorento L. Your choice, just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia Giants.
This is a 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per year lease and tax title. DMV discount lease only, trade gals value with credit approval expires 7/31/18.
The Fanatics Deal of the Week saves you money with a six-month peak membership to Crunch Fitness in Huntington Valley, East Norriton, or Fairless Hills for only $99. Get it this week only on 975thefanatic.com. The peak membership gives you access to the online nutrition program, circuit training, group fitness classes, Crunch Live video workouts, tanning, and much, much more. At Crunch Fitness, no judgments means room for everyone and endless encouragement to get fit. Get this half-price Crunch Fitness deal now through Sunday at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, crunch.
Hey, let's talk turkey. Because it's the sale of the summer at Peebles. We're talking Black Friday in July. This Thursday through Saturday, get over 70 all-day doorbusters, including dozens under $10. Plus, Nike shoes as low as $29.99 and buy one, get two free on all clearance. Want more? How about 20% off beauty and fragrances with your coupon? And get here early. Our first 30 customers on Saturday have a chance to win a $100 gift card. Black Friday in July starts Thursday at Peebles. Peebles is part of our Stage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Don't miss the summer RV show on sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Huge discounts, top trade values, and special finance rates at the Gloucester Premium Outlets at Exit 7B on Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports talk for Marlton and all of Burlington County. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, man, I promised it on Twitter, and I've lived up to it. We have covered everything tonight. We have talked about the Eagles. We've talked about the Sixers. We're talking about the Phillies. I did mention the Flyers in an analogy to how we were looking at the Sixers, so we can't say I totally avoided them, but so they were mentioned a little bit. Nonetheless, a lot of Phillies talk lately about pursuing Manny Machado now with this John Heyman column saying that they should be in it. We talked a little bit about the Sixers and about whether or not they might be regressing because other teams around them, like Indiana and Milwaukee, are getting better with their free agent moves. And obviously the Eagles and some of the disrespect. Now, Ben McAdoo has broken his silence, the former Giants coach who was once almost the Eagles coach instead of Doug Peterson. And I'm not going to go through every single thing he commented on because he was mainly talking about the Giants, but I will go through one specific quote that is a little bit mind-boggling. And it was about, he was basically asked about who he thought was going to win the division. And weirdly, even though he's fired by the Giants, he predicts the Giants to win the division. And then he starts to go through why the other teams aren't going to. And he said, quote, and by the way, I think he told this to the New York Post, okay? Didn't interview with the New York Post. Quote, I think Philly, how much success has Philly had? And I think they're going to have a hard time handling success. Dallas, I like their offensive line, but how long have we been saying that? Their defense got a bunch of young players, Sean Lee banged up, yada, yada, yada. And in the ends was saying Washington is Washington, right? So his only summation on Philly, and his only point about why they wouldn't be able to win again or beat the Giants in the division is because they will have a hard time handling success. Now, there have been some down years, a few, you know, like Chip Kelly's last year and Andy Reid's last 2 years. But basically, since Reid's second year in 2000 until 2018 winning the Super Bowl, you would say that the Eagles have been a successful franchise more often than not. I mean, for how many years in a row did they get to the NFC Championship and then lose and then finally get to the Super Bowl in 2004? And then they get back, you know, in 2008, and they're in the playoffs in 2006 with Jeff Garcia. I mean, this the idea that this is all of a sudden, because they won the Super Bowl, that they were never successful before that, and now they won the Super Bowl, and oh my God, how do they handle it? My God, they've been trying to win the damn thing for 30 years. And in the last 15, were more so. I should say more than 30 years, right? So in the last 15, they were so close so many times and just didn't get there, and now they finally win the Super Bowl. I don't think handling the success of winning the Super Bowl is at all a reason you would use, as opposed to, say, injured quarterback or quarterback coming back from ACL tear or aging left tackle coming off an ACL tear or depth at D-line with some of their injuries. And then he went with handling success. Not exactly the type of analysis that I thought Ben McAdoo would bring. I mean, this guy was an NFL head coach and almost the Eagles head coach. And that's the best he could say. Washington is Washington, right? I mean, there is some legitimacy to Washington and Washington, right? But it's still not really great analysis. And I have a feeling that the only reason that he broke his silence now is that he's content to make the money that the Giants are still paying him under his contract and then try to get himself a little TV broadcast deal. He's certainly not going to be on Monday Night Football or anything like that, although he's just maybe bad enough to do it. But the point is he's probably angling for some kind of TV analyst job, and that wasn't really, really good analysis. Now, there was some good analysis that I think is pretty interesting from Ben McAdoo that I'm going to get to in a little bit. 610-632, and that it's pertinent to the Philadelphia Eagles. 610-632-0975. Again, you can win FanFest tickets, call up, make your point, and I'll give you a name, and you tell me whether or not he was a member of the 2008 World Series Phillies. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Yo, Moose, what's going on,
dude? My man, what's going on?
Long time, dude. Whenever I hear you, I got to call up, man.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Is it because you disagree?
It's a great thing.
Oh, okay.
I love your point. And I got to agree with you about the whole McAdoo statement. That just is a perfect example of why he isn't a coach in the NFL, because that's a complete J.O. comment.
There's just no thought to it.
It makes no sense. And like you were saying, like, I can understand if he talks about Peters with a knee and Carson with the injury.
Right.
And surprisingly, nobody talks about, but the injury that I'm really curious to see how he bounces back is Darren Sproles, because he really does change the game, especially with the way he can return those punts. You know, he can change the momentum of the game in one play.
Especially with those new rules. You're right. Absolutely. The kick return rules.
Exactly. So I'm really, really interested in what that injury is going to come.
Well, I'll tell you this, Dustin. It'll make you. I'll tell you something that'll make you feel happy. And I spoke recently to someone in the team, not a player involved with the team, who never is not like I'll beat my chest pro Eagle. I mean, he works for the team, but he's very candid, right? And he told me he thought Peters and Sproles looked like they were in pre-injury form in how they're coming back and everything. He thinks that they're going to be absolutely studs, as they normally are this coming year. So that's good news.
Oh, that's great.
Like if they were limping and gimping around, he would tell me that.
And that's why it also comes back to why I love listening to the show. Dude, you always get the inside scoop. You're great. But I wasn't going to talk about it, but mm-hmm. I kind of want to because it's going to go in. A lot of people call me crazy. I don't really want anything to do with Kawhi Leonard. I mean, I don't want to give up what we got. I don't want to give up anything. On the Phillies end, mm-hmm. for Machado, I would give up any prospect they want because the way this baseball team is playing right now mm-hmm. is incredible. And they're only missing – a lot of people don't realize they're only missing a couple pieces. I mean, they got it. Their bullpen needs to get better. I can't stand their bullpen, but – I really think
it's weird, right? Because it's an easy bullpen to not stand other than Sir Anthony, and yet some guy lately they're back to getting guys out again. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, like you don't know what it's like that bipolar girlfriend. You never know what you're going to get, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I really think that the Phillies should do whatever they got to do to bring him in cuz like you said, this city and I forget who came out with it. I think, you know what, I think it was Skip Bayless, that idiot. But he was trying to say Los Angeles is a smarter fan base than Philadelphia, and that's the ultimate reason why LeBron went to L.A., which I think is
oh my God.
BS.
See, well, I don't even get upset about that because he clearly says that just to make Philadelphians mad. I don't think he really believes that.
He can't, dude, because there's absolutely no way. And I'm not just saying it because these are my brothers, but we're one of the smartest fan bases. I mean, Vi Sikahema was talking earlier today, this morning, and he was saying out of all the places that he's ever played,
mm-hmm.
Philadelphia's crowd is better and more heads up into the actual game play by play than any other town that he's ever even played in. And
there
you
go.
That's a good point because look at it on a 3rd and 8. The whole crowd is just going crazy.
Yes, people acknowledge that it's a tough place to play and that the crowd can be very rough, but they also, at the same time, I'm not talking about athletes I've interviewed with in every sport, will also say that the Philly fan is one of the most passionate and knowledgeable fan that they've ever been around. And J.J. Redick even mentioned that in his post or his exit interview press conference after the season.
Well, I can't wait for next year, dude. It's a great year in the city of brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles are going to be we're going to shock the world next year, Mace. You're hearing it from me first. I really think, and I might just be in a homer, mm-hmm. I think we have a good enough team to go to the Super Bowl again.
Oh, I definitely think they do. I've been saying, I've been saying for a while that I thought that the roster that they wound up putting together this offseason was better, if you factor all the players come back from injuries, than the one that won the Super Bowl. We'll just have to see. It is tough to do it two straight years. Real quick,
I know I'm short on time. How confident do you feel with our running backs? Without LeGarrette Blount,
it's a concern. It's one of my concerns. Not necessarily. I think Ajayi is going to be very good, and I think Clement has a lot of potential to really be a nice number two. And Sproles obviously will give you that passing game dimension. My uncomfortability would be if Ajayi got hurt, right? And all of a sudden now you have Clement, Sproles, and who? It's just that the depth at that position, it is a position where you can get hurt easily without LeGarrette Blount now. I feel like it's not as deep as it was in the past. That's all. Whoa. But if the guys are healthy, I think they're good.
Love the show, brother. Keep it up. But can I get a...
Yes, definitely. I was going to ask you. Are you ready for the name?
Absolutely.
All right, you tell me if this player was on the 2008 World Series Philadelphia Phillies team. So Taguchi.
Yes,
he was. He was not a relief pitcher. Yeah. He was an outfielder, but he was on the team, Dustin. Congratulations. You win FanFest tickets by the skin of your teeth there. I was about to hit the button because I don't want guys looking it up or anything like that. And then he said he's a relief pitcher. But Dustin made some good points, and he got himself a pair of FanFest tickets. I don't get upset about, like, when Ben McAdoo says these things, I don't take it personally. I just think it's bad analysis, but it's just a lack of good analysis that makes me as a journalist say, well, what's that all about? For example, when Will Brinson of CBS right, says that he thinks that the Eagles might be a team that doesn't make the playoffs, and he gives all these stats about teams that win and how many teams there are that don't make the playoffs the year before that made it to the Super Bowl or made it to the playoffs the year before that, and then he factors in the injuries that they're going through and the coaching changes. Hey, man, I may disagree with this guy, and I think a lot of people went over the top on their reaction to it, but at least there's some kind of thought and rationale, and there is the understanding that a lot of teams that either go to the playoffs or win the Super Bowl have a tough time making it back, other than the Patriots, the next year. It's not the craziest hypothesis in the world. So people want to kill Will Brinson, and I say, you know what? He's taking a stab in the dark there. He's putting some things together. This is what people do in the middle of the summer in the dead period. They try to, like, rationalize why certain things might happen. I'm doing it right. I write for The Score. I'm writing the story about whether people think, I've talked to a bunch of NFL people, who's a better wide receiver, Antonio Brown or Julio Jones? It's a great debate, and I've enjoyed writing the story, but that's kind of like that midsummer story, and Julio Jones people are going to be mad at me for what I write about Brown, and Antonio Brown fans will be mad at me for suggesting it will be Julio. So as long as you put some thought into it, I think you can say you've done all right. So I have no problem with what Will Brinson said, but it's some other half-assed, you know, analysis, like how much success has Philly had, that Ben McAdoo said that I would have a problem with. What I don't have a problem with is giving away more FanFest tickets. So Uriah, hold on, and all the other callers, 610-632-0975. We're going to give out more tickets when we come back. Mosher on the Fanatic.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
This 15 minutes of fame is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Hey, Philly, do you know somebody in your community that's done something extraordinary? Whether it's somebody in the military, a humanitarian, philanthropist, or just a neighbor or friend who looks out for the well-being of your community, Geico wants to celebrate your accomplishments by honoring good work with 15 minutes of fame. Simply send your nomination via email to geico@bbgi.com. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, Geico and the Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Geico can help you get a great coverage at a great price. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you can save.
Hey, New Jersey, see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more, all in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only, July 11th to July 17th, 2018.
Knows there's nothing small about your small business. That's why this is their biggest Black Friday and July sale ever. Get up to 40% off and shop deals on PCs with Intel Core processors, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Dell's small business technology advisors are waiting to help you find the best deals on the right tech for your needs at 877-BUY-DELL. To shop savings that are anything but small, visit dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL.
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life. With more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Earn a respected degree from a state university made for working adults like you, with programs in business, biotechnology, cybersecurity, nursing, and more. UMUC can help you gain the skills you need to get ahead. Learn more about our online graduate and undergraduate programs today. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Tired of your typical nightly routine? Shake things up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. With scheduled live performances, happy hours, late night entertainment, and more, you can find out all of the happenings at Creekside Cabaret by checking out their online calendar and by following Creekside's social media accounts to find out about all of their featured performers, beautiful ladies, and awesome events. Having a guys' night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentlemen's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Join the Fanatics' Tyrone Johnson for the Toyota Flyers Charity Classic on Sunday, July 15th. It's a citywide summer event that consists of a 5K run walk, a 10-mile family bike ride, and 50 and 100-kilometer bike rides that all end up for a post-event celebration at Xfinity Live. To join Team Tyrone in the 5K run, go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com.
All right, Jeff Mosher back with you on 97.5 The Fanatic, 10:45 as we headed cruise toward the 11 o'clock hour. A lot of Phillies talk, a lot of Eagles talk tonight. It's kind of cool to get the Eagles back. You know, training camp starts, yesterday was like 2 weeks away, so not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, July 25th, they'll have those, they don't do like the rookie select vet anymore. It's not called that, but that's basically what it is for the first 3 days. And then the veterans will pop up on the weekend, and Eagles training camp will be in full gear. I'm looking forward to it. 610-632-0975 is the number. Now, I mentioned that Ben McAdoo had some really bad analysis when it came to the Eagles, and basically his excuse for them not winning the division is how well will they be able to handle their success? Like, oh my God, the Eagles went from like 49 years of, you know, winning to, like, they're the Browns, you know, they were the Browns, and all of a sudden they won the Super Bowl. How do they deal with that? That's not a logical viewpoint to take on the Eagles. However, there was some analysis that he did offer in this New York Post interview that's really interesting, because if you recall, the Giants spent a ton of money on the left tackle, Nate Solder, to leave the Patriots and then play left tackle for the Giants. And then they moved their train wreck of a left tackle, Eric Flowers, to right tackle. So Ben McAdoo was asked about that, and here's what he had to say. He said, quote, this is about Solder, first of all, the guy that is now the highest paid left tackle in the, highest paid offensive lineman in football. Ben McAdoo said, quote, I don't think he's a very good player, but I think it'll help them in a lot of late ways where they needed help in that room in the past, and they haven't had anyone to do that. So basically, he's saying Nate Solder, who's making more money than any other offensive lineman in the history of the game, isn't that good of a player, but he's smart and he's good for the classroom. Okay, I'm pretty sure Derek Barnett, who's going to line up a lot over left tackle right now, is licking his chops. I mean, he just went up against him in the Super Bowl anyway, but now it's not with Tom Brady, it's with Eli Manning as the quarterback. Now, on Eric Flowers, who's going to be playing right tackle, McAdoo said he can't bend. You got to be able to bend. You can run around him on that right side just like you can on the other side. Eli just gets to see it, which may help Eli. It's not on the blind side, it's in his vision. So if he's comfortable with what he's going on over the left side, it can help him move in the pocket a little better. So basically what he's saying is Flowers is still a train wreck now. It's just that Manning might see the pressure coming because it's on the right side and that he can't bend. Now think about that from an Eagles perspective, who lines up over right tackle? Oh, merely Brandon Graham and probably Michael Bennett at times, and certainly Chris Long in certain packages. They're probably licking their chops to see the Giants with that offensive line and Ereck Flowers there at right tackle and Nate Solder at left tackle now. A lot of money, a lot of acclaim. One's a first round pick, the other is the highest paid offensive lineman in the history of the game. And this was good analysis because at least you get something from McAdoo that's like insightful. You know, one guy can't bend. The other guy's a better classroom guy than he is an actual player. Either way, I interpret it as good for the Philadelphia Eagles. 610-632-0975. Eagles, Philly, Sixers. We've been talking about all of it tonight, and you have a chance to win FanFest tickets. If you can just tell me if the name I give you is a guy who was on the 2008 World Series Phillies. Not as easy as you might think. Uriah in Morrisville is up next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Uriah?
What's up, Moshe? How you doing tonight, buddy?
My man, how are you?
Man, I'm driving, so I can't Google anything about the Phillies. You don't have to worry about me cheating.
So
like
you
that.
Say. Nah, I'll take your word for it.
Hey, listen, before I get to my Sixers-Eagles point, I just want to give you a compliment. When you and Eitan were on at the 2-6 spot, you guys compliment each other very well. And,
thank you, man. Really
you
appreciate
bring the
that.
Passion, you bring the knowledge, and I hope to hear you guys on that time if Mike ever decides to put the microphone down. You know what I mean?
Yes, I would hope so too. If that were the case, and I'm glad you see it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'll start with the Sixers, man. As much as a talent Kawhi has been for San Antonio, I don't feel comfortable with him. He doesn't seem very stable to me. He signed a contract with the Spurs. And, you know, imagine, Jeff, if you were a season ticket holder for the Spurs. Mm-hmm. Imagine how deflated you are that this guy's crying over spilled milk, over probably something petty, and he wants to, you know, ditch town and go to L.A. I just don't feel comfortable with him. I mean, do you still feel the same way about him?
Well, I've always, you know, as a player, I think he's a great player. I admit that the what's gone down over the last year, and not only just the missing the year with the injury, but the kind of forcing your way out of San Antonio, not really meeting with Popovich to even before you make that decision, then leaking it, and then being slow to respond to some of the things that are out there. It makes it seem like he's a very mercurial type of person. And so while I still think he would be a great fit on the Sixers, and I would be in favor of trading for him, just not giving up as many assets as some people are willing to give up. I wouldn't give up Dario, Rocco, and the 2021 Heat pick for him. I would still try to get him at a reduced price and see what happens. But I do admit that I have more reluctance about him than and his ability to stay here and really enjoy the city as per se Manny Machado, who I think would fit here perfectly, enjoy it, and makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, Kawhi's definitely he's an enigma.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out. Real quick with the Eagles though, I feel very confident. I think most of our core defensive players are coming back. I love our backfield with Jay Ajayi and Clement stepping up, and it's all about Carson, and as far as I see, his progress and health is getting better. So I feel very confident with the Eagles. Quick question about Darren Sproles. I got a running bet with my buddy, my neighbor. He says that Sproles is gonna start before Clement in game one of the season. Do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you would. You mean like he'll get into a game before Corey Clement does?
Because
the starter is going to be Ajayi. So it's hard to say because it kind of depends on down and distance. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say Ajayi comes out for the first series and they pick up a few first downs and then he comes off the field and it's like third and four. I could see Clement had a really big third down role there, you know, especially if it's third and actually one or two and Ajayi is out. I don't know if that's going to be a surprise. I mean, I'm trying to figure that out. It all depends on what package it's going to be. So at the end of the day, I don't even know what I would tell your friend, but I think that all three are going to be involved a lot in the offense, if I can say it that way. All right, you want to try to win FanFest tickets?
Absolutely, man.
All right, I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me whether this player, you tell me if he was on the 2008 World Series champion Philadelphia Phillies. The name is J.D. Durbin.
Oh, I know he definitely was a Philly. But the question is, was he on that 2018?
Three, two, one.
Yes.
Oh, no. Sorry. No, no, no. Not, no, after you said yes, thanks for the phone call, Uriah. Try again some other time. J.D. Durbin was not on the 2008 World Series champion Phillies. He was known by what, Pat?
He gave himself the nickname The Real Deal.
He gave himself the nickname The Real Deal.
Hey, he was The Real Deal that night in L.A. when he had that complete game shutout of the Dodgers in August.
That was his World Series.
Hashtag never forget.
But he was not on the 2008 World Series team. So when we come back, we'll talk. We got Graf, Matt, and Stan. I'll come to everybody, and we'll continue to talk about Eagles, Philly, Sixers. I love it. Everything is on the table to talk about when we start the 11 o'clock hour when we come back. Jeff Mosher here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, isn't it time you stepped up your game? In the gym, in the boardroom, and especially in the bedroom. American men are getting soft. We have less testosterone than our fathers, and even less than our grandfathers. We owe it to them and ourselves to fight back. With Alpha King from Force Factor, it's never been easier. Just one small pill a day for a serious boost in total testosterone. Alpha King is on the rise at GNC, but you can claim a complimentary bottle by texting SALUTE to 809-809. More lean muscle from your workouts, more energy to power through the day, and more passion and drive so you can rule the bedroom. It's no wonder thousands of men across America trust Alpha King to fuel their performance. Just text SALUTE to 809-809 for your complimentary bottle, a $35 value. Respond in the next 10 minutes for your chance to also snag a bottle of SCORE, our number one performance libido enhancer. That's SALUTE to 809-809.
Friends of the crown, the king and queen are heading out on a royal getaway to their summer castle, and a few of our lucky common folk will get to join them. Will there be jousting, feasting, and chests of ice-cold Bud Light? The king saith there shall be. Otherwise, someone spending their summer in the pit of misery. Do enter for thy chance to win a royal getaway. Enjoy responsibly. 2018 AB Bud Light via St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over and 7/27/18. See official rules at BudLight.com for entry, prizes, and details. Void where prohibited.
This moment of respite is brought to you by Subway. 5 foot-longs starting at $4.99 each.
Limited time to participating shops. Prices vary and are higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Extras additional plus tax. No additional discounts or coupons applied.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense? Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
Are you or anyone you know struggling with infertility and overwhelmed by the cost of IVF treatment? Mainline Fertility may be able to help with deeply discounted IVF treatment for a limited time. Mainline Fertility is currently accepting IVF patients for several IVF clinical trials where qualified patients will receive deeply discounted IVF treatment. Visit MainlineFertility.com today to learn more about their current IVF clinical trials. Find out how you can grow your family without setting it back financially. Inquire today at MainlineFertility.com.
This year is one of the worst on record for severe storms, and these storms are really taking a toll on homes, especially on roofs. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know you're desperate, and your home is vulnerable, and they hike up their prices accordingly. That will never happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and guarantee one-day installation of your new roof so you can finally rest easy that your home, your family, and all of your possessions are safe. If summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now is the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest until 2020, including lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty. Not to mention one-day installation. Call now 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com.
This 97.5 The Fanatic Golf Report is brought to you by Callaway Golf. It's summertime on the tour. Time to head across the Atlantic for the 147th British Open Championship at Carnoustie, Scotland. Bring along your knowledge of links golf when you enter the Fanatics Pick the Winner contest. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com. Click on the contest icon. Follow the directions and enter, picking the winner and the winning score to win free golf, a dozen Callaway balls, and a ticket package to the BMW Championship at Aronimink. Par is 284. Jordan Spieth defends a title that Americans have dominated over the years. But recent Carnoustie winners are Ireland's Paddy Harrington in 07 and local hero Paul Laurie in 99, who beat John Vandeveld in a playoff after the Frenchman's unforgettable collapse. Look to England's Tommy Fleetwood and Italy's Francesco Molinari to possibly break through for the Europeans. Entries close on July 19th. Good luck. For the Fanatic, I'm Mike Rhodes. Callaway Golf is again leading the way with the latest innovations in equipment, topping Golf Digest's 2018 hot list. Check out the new Rogue Driver, Fairway Woods, Hybrids, and Irons, all with jailbreak technology and a ball that changed the ball, Callaway Chrome Soft. All at CallawayGolf.com.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
All right, final hour. Jeff Mosher with you on 97.5 The Fanatic as I continue to fill in, at least try to fill in, the very large cleats of one Joe Torti, who is on vacation right now. I hope I'm doing his spot justice here from 9 to midnight every night. I'll be back again tomorrow, and I'll have another fun game for a chance to win FanFest tickets. I'm liking this so far. We're doing a good job. 610-632-0975 is the number. Got a lot of people. We've been talking Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, so got a lot of people want to weigh in on different subjects. Let's go with Graf in media. Always a good call. What's going on, Graf?
Bro, the other night, you had me just spiral into a Jane Moyer YouTube video.
That was fun, wasn't it?
It was hysterical. You know that he pitched against Greg Maddux in like April of that year, and we won by a Pat Burrell home run.
That's amazing. The fact that Greg Maddux was still pitching is hard to believe. Was it San Diego?
Talk about the game of the archaic arms, bro.
Yes, seriously. Although I would say that even Greg Maddux's arm at that point is still probably better. They're still probably throwing harder than whatever Moyer was delivering.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. And that season was just so much fun. We could reminisce about it all day, but I have a question for you.
Well, and I think we've talked about this, Graf. Before you get to your question, like if you think about the staff that year, right, that wins the World Series, it's Cole Hamels, it's Brett Myers, it's Jamie Moyer, eventually becomes Joe Blanton there. I mean, you're not talking about the four aces, certainly, but if you look at this year's staff with a guy who's probably going to win Cy Young, or at least on track to it, in Nola, and then Arrieta, and the way Pavetta's pitching really well. I mean, that's a really good starting three right there in comparison to the one that won the World Series.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to remember, too, Brett Myers got demoted to the minor leagues that year. And then he came up.
Yeah, it's crazy. That team could bash the ball out of the ballpark. This team can't.
Oh, it was absurd.
Right, right.
Ryan Howard that season was ridiculous.
He was.
Like that guy, but he is probably one of the most underrated athletes in all of Philadelphia. Underappreciated. I mean, the way in which he went out was terrible, but even during some parts of the World Series, he had some absolutely ridiculous plays at first base.
Sure.
But he wasn't in by any means a bad defensive first baseman. So, that's the way I feel about Ryan Howard. But quick little fun tidbit for you as I spiraled down my YouTube video of 2008 Phillies. What was the name of Pat Burrell's dog?
Oh, that's a Pat Egan question. Eeg, you got that?
Patty.
Yeah, was it Elvis?
Elvis?
Yes, it was. Look at you, Patty. Listen, man,
Pat Egan. Pat Egan, it's almost like the Beautiful Mind thing going on with the Philly. Like he, some of the stories he's told tonight about some of these names of the guys on the ride, it's crazy what he remembers. It's kind of scary.
I just walked away with some FanFest tickets for that.
yeah, Pat just won himself some FanFest tickets.
He took mine back, bro.
So what was your point on that? Just the fact that his dog had a dog named Elvis, or did you have a story on that?
Yeah, that was my only point about that. It was just a fun little tidbit.
But, there you go.
Real quick, birds, bro, if I could.
Yeah, man.
If you had one hot take about any player on that team, mm-hmm. whether it be bad or good, what would it be?
You want me to give you a hot take or something that at least has a little bit of, like,
validity
to it?
Like Nelson Aguilar having a 1,000-yard season. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me say this. I'm asking, though, do you want me to base that on some knowledge I've gained, or do you just want me to throw something out there that might be wacky, crazy?
Oh, no. I would love to hear, like, an actual analysis, like some knowledge that you...
So here's... And this will be hot takey, but there might be something to it. Tim Jernigan may not play at all, ever.
Really?
I mean, he's clearly really, really hurt himself to the point where the team had to take... The team convinced him to be able to sign a contract that's going to negate all the guaranteed money. So that means Tim Jernigan himself is trying to get whatever he can get right now, because if he was cut, he may not be able to sign with anybody. So what does that tell you about the extent of the injury that he had?
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, do you think there's any player coming back other than, you know, a young guy who's going to come back from one of these injuries and actually have a turnaround, pretty nice season? Guy like Jason Peters or Darren Sproles?
I don't know if you heard earlier, somebody asked me, and I said that, I had a pretty good person in the organization, that Sproles and Peters look as good as they've ever had before the injury.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I know, that's what I said. I'm like, oh my God, how many freak of natures can one team have? It's crazy, between those two guys and Carson.
It's not just them too, Jeff. Like, the other thing too is, I don't know if you've ever watched the NFL films thing. It's a guy on YouTube who breaks down, like, teams and stuff, and he's talking about, like, Lane Johnson, for example. Like, Lane Johnson on the right side of the offensive line is one of the most key pieces to this whole entire team's success.
Uh-huh.
And the amount of all-pro talent he went against last year, there was a stretch of like 8 games.
Oh, I know. It was like DeMarcus Lawrence and Von Miller and the JPP. Oh, yeah, it was definitely a huge stretch of guys he went. That's why they kept him on the right side, Graf, because they knew that all the big pass rushers. Now, do you already have FanFest tickets?
I do, brother, so I'll see you there.
All right, man.
Take it easy.
Always
man.
Good. Be good. 610-632-0975. Now, Graf asked me to like the hot take, and I said I have, well, like, it's a little bit of an information-based one. I'm not saying it's definite, no doubt about it, Tim Jernigan is never going to play again or not going to play for the Eagles, but it was a really severe injury. However, he messed up his back, and there are legit concerns about his ability to be a really good football player again or even come back this year. So, that, I mean, you would obviously expect that, given that he re-signed and restructured a deal that gave up guaranteed money. So he clearly understood that he was just trying to take whatever he can get at that point. So he's got a long road back. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Matt in Fort Washington, 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Mosh. How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's going on?
Hey, I saw you on the news like a couple weeks back when Colangelo was, it was just, they were interviewing when you and like Colangelo.
Oh, on
like
NBC 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they called me Jeff Mosher.
I know, that's what I was going to say. The anchor butchered your name so bad, I wondered if you had heard that.
Yeah, well, the irony is, I worked for Comcast Sportsnet, then Comcast, for 3 years, and I was on TV quite often, and they are the same owners there, and a lot of the same talent back and forth. Like, John Clark works at NBC 10, works at Comcast Sportsnet, so it's kind of funny that would be the company that butchers my name.
I know. I didn't know who it was that did it, but I was just listening. And I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. I don't care.
But for the Phillies, I mean, I guess like Carlos Santana, like what's he doing that Reese Hoskins can't do it at first base? Like I feel like they should bring Reese to the first base instead of throw him in the outfield. And you know, I think he could do better in the infield there. And you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Well, I mean, I do realize that Carlos Santana is batting, you know, my weight right now, which is not good. but his on-base percentage is probably more than 120 points higher than his batting average. He's always been that kind of player who has a low batting average, but a high on-base percentage and a high number of home runs and RBIs. He's probably a little bit behind his career average, but I think for the most part, he's still been a decent addition for the team. And yeah, I know it makes Reese have to play left field, but it hasn't impacted Reese's offense, I don't think. I mean, he's been as hot can be over the last 6 or 7 weeks, right?
Right, yeah, and we've been winning these close games too, which I think gives them, you know, the advantage going forward with their confidence going up, and you know, like in the stretch, we can really make a push for the playoffs here.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, and again, I like having a guy like Santana who works pitchers endlessly. I mean, that's the biggest thing, and the Phillies do this really well. They get pitchers out of the game early because they see a lot of pitches, and I think then in September, October, guys like that really help your team.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how they come through down the stretch for us. So like get four teams in the, you know, calendar year getting into the playoffs. But
that would be amazing. All right, so you're looking forward to trying to get into FanFest, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm going to give you a name. You tell me if he was a member of the 2008 World Series champion Philadelphia Phillies. The name is Scott Ayer.
I'm going to say no.
Man, I really wanted to give you tickets. I wanted to, man. He was a member of the Phillies. Thanks for the call, Matt. Try again. We'll get you. Scott Ayer was on the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies. Now, it was a weird journey to get there, right, Pat Egan?
Yeah, so he started off the season with the Cubs. And got designated for assignment, and the Phillies were hard up for bullpen help, so they traded Brian Schlitter for Scott Ayer.
I can't believe they let Brian Schlitter go.
Hey, he ended up having a cup of coffee in the pros, so he made an impact.
Good for him.
We brought up another guy who got traded for, like, Michael Doobie.
Yeah.
And he never made the pros.
No, he did not.
But Brian Schlitter made the pros. Don't downplay that.
I will not. That was his World Series.
I think with the Yankees and the Cubs. So Scott Ayer. And Scott Ayer ended up being great for them.
Yes, he was. He was. Yeah, that was a magical year.
And he would come in and do that song like Ayer.
Who was that? This is my. Is that Black Eyed Peas? I think.
So, yeah, it was some really bad artist.
I never really liked the Black Eyed Peas.
No, neither did I.
No, you know what? Their first, I believe, their first hit ever was a song called "That's the Jam." That's the Joint. And it was very Tribe Called Questy, you know, like had a lot of soul to it. And I don't think Fergie was in it. It was like three dudes, if I'm not mistaken. It was either two dudes and another girl, but it wasn't Fergie, right? And they were much more, they sounded like a nice upcoming hip hop group, not a pop group that they became.
From what I understand, Fergie was kind of forced on them by Jimmy Iovine.
Oh, is that the deal? Well, yeah, it worked it worked as far as.
Sold records.
Yeah, it sold records. They're a very hot pop band, but their first song was a very catchy, like under the radar hip hop like song that I thought was going to be like put them on the radar as like a next Tribe Called Quest, and that certainly didn't happen. I don't know who I would make them an analogy to, but not Tribe Called Quest. Somebody way more pop. 610-632-0975. And I'm not trying to say they weren't talented. Obviously, Will I Am is a very talented producer and musician and everything like that. It's just, you know, not for me.
Stan, not Q-Tip.
Not like that. Stan and Broomall, what's going on, Stan?
Yeah, what's up, Jeff? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, real quick. So I just wanted to touch on the Kawhi. I got to say, I actually love the fact that we're bouncing around different topics. It's really nice to hear that, especially when, three out of the four sports are being talked about right now. I know hockey is kind of down. But it's great to just hear people talk about
you. Yeah, I don't know if you heard my opening segment when I got on at 9 o'clock, but I was comparing the landscape now for Philly sports as opposed to last year at this time, it was hard to even talk about any team. Anything, the Eagles, nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I mean, it was difficult. I remember me calling in telling people I thought the Eagles were going to go 10-6 and possibly win the division, and people were looking at me like I was crazy.
I would have been one of those. I own it. I probably said, Stan, you're crazy or nuts.
I remember you told me you just didn't see it. I think you said like 8-8, 9-7 max or something like that. So, you know, it was cool, but it's fine being one of the few and then you end up being right because it makes you kind of feel like you know what you're talking about.
No doubt about it. That is the good feeling.
Kawhi.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm kind of just a glass hat fool type of guy, but I'm doing that deal 10 times out of 10. As long as you're telling me Ben and Joel are not in it, y'all can have pretty much anybody, man.
What I would say is, Stan, then what's the end game? Why are you so willing to bring Kawhi? You must say that thinking that he's really going to stay.
I do. I think people are really quick just to say because of the LA. Because, I mean, and I know this could, situations are different. Circumstances are different, right?
Uh-huh.
So Paul George staying in OKC is more so an aberration from the way things have gone.
I agree.
I mean, the last thing people brought up was C. Webb when he was in Sacramento.
Right.
And how, you know, they got him to stay. But the only reason why I feel like you have an argument is like, this is not like, you know, some obscure area that he would have nothing here.
Right.
And what I mean by that is him, that building block, I'm telling you, I think people really, really downplay the relationship between him and Brett.
Mm-hmm.
I think that relationship would be huge, especially if you had success. Now, I'm not saying the Sixers will win a championship with Kawhi Leonard coming here this year. I'm not saying that.
Okay, good.
But I think you give yourself a very, very high shot at going to the finals. Because I think if you get Kawhi Leonard on this team, going up against Boston, that's a 7-game series that can go almost either way. Now, when you get to the finals, what happens in the finals is a totally different story. But I feel like if you're Kawhi Leonard and you're saying to yourself, okay, well, there's a guy who knows me, knows how I play, knows,
right.
You know, he came up with me.
This is my biggest struggle, Stan. The point you're articulating right now is my biggest struggle to reconcile, because I'm not an idiot, although people have called me that. I would trade Dario for Kawhi Leonard straight up any day if the terms were even, right? If it meant you were getting Kawhi, of course I would make that deal and I would give up multiple assets. But what you're seeing, I it's not that I disagree with you. I guess what I say is I'm not as confident as you. So I'm not so willing to risk. I just feel like the signals are so strong that he wants. When a guy comes out and says, I'd rather be, I'll be on the Clippers if that's what it takes to get me to LA, that like really throws up a red flag to me. I know the Clippers aren't what they used to be. They're still a decent team now, but it just to me, and this kind of coincides with this current free agent landscape now, which is so different than maybe when you and I were growing up. It used to be about where you can win and make the most money, and now it's about like where everybody's got the same amount of money to give, so except for the team that drafted you. But in this case for Kawhi, it's more about people are going to where they just feel is home or the better climate.
You want to be comfortable. Yeah. Listen,
you got a lot of. What I'm saying is, you got a lot of factors. You got to battle here. You know.
You're right, and I'd be a fool to tell you that I dismissed that. It's not that I don't think that's a really big deal. I just look at it from a standpoint that I think building a certain culture and building rapport with people goes a long way.
Right.
And what I mean by that is that Paul George thing, I think that's going to start to happen a little bit more often than people think. And the reason why I say that is because when you think about what OKC did without Russell West, without Paul George or Carmelo Anthony, those guys, you know, barely got into the playoffs the year before. Right?
Yeah.
They win only one more game adding Paul George.
Right.
Only one more game.
Right.
And still get beat in 5 games. And yet this man is telling OKC, I'm here to stay, and signs a 5-year deal when before he left Indiana, it was all about get me to LA.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, even though Kawhi Leonard has said that, and now the reports are coming out that he doesn't really want to play with LeBron, so yeah, the Clippers and blah, 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 I wouldn't be surprised if after a full season, playing with Brett Brown again and having somebody, you know, utilize you. And then, of course, the whole thing with the medical staff and how that's connected.
Right.
And all that thing. I think a lot of that, there's some other factors on the other side that could really benefit you and have him possibly say, you know what? I'm winning here. This is actually a good spot.
Yeah.
Let me just stay.
So, yeah. You know, I can't kill you, Stan. Like, sometimes I disagree with someone and I'll question their sanity on it. And this one, I can't. It's just basically, there's either two ways to look at it, the conservative way or the aggressive way, and I tend to fall in this case on the conservative way for reason. And that's cool.
You know, I just feel like to win in this league, sometimes you gotta take gambles.
That is a fair point.
I know a lot of people want it to be the way Golden State did it, where you just build everybody up and then you win a championship.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. You gotta strike gold like 3-4 times for that to happen. And yeah, we might have struck gold twice with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, but you don't know what Markel's going to give you. You know what I mean? So if you're telling me that giving up Dario to try to get Kawhi to try to push this forward, and then you can worry about, you know, crossing that bridge when you get there, keeping them, hey, man, sometimes you got to swing for the fences.
Well,
you know, I'm tired of being.
It's a good analogy you just used, by the way, swing for the fences. Yeah. Are you going to FanFest yet? Do you have tickets?
I already am, but I would love a question anyway. I would love a question because I like a challenge.
All right, we'll
really
do
like
this.
Baseball like that. So
you tell me if this guy was on the World Series 2008 Philadelphia Phillies. All right, Tom Gordon.
Tom Gordon.
Flash.
Jeez. I'm going to say yes.
You're correct, Stan. Thanks for the call, man. Always good to talk to you. Tom Gordon was on the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies, World Champion Phillies. 6-1-0-6-3-2. No, I don't think he did either, but he was technically on the roster. Yeah, he was hurt the whole year, right?
Yeah, that's why they had to go and get Lidge.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought it would be a tricky one.
He got injured in the 07.
Yep.
Myers became the closer.
Yep.
And then he became the starter again.
That's right. It's amazing how all those chain of events affected Brett Myers' career and what became of it. 610-632-0975. Brett from Linwood up next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Brett?
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. With the Phillies, you know, I was ready real quick to say, and a lot of it was based on last year, that Velasquez should be the closer or at least in the bullpen. But he showed me that he can go 8 innings strong, 7 innings strong, and he should be a starter. But
mm-hmm.
and another thing that kind of factored into that was all of his, you know, competitors on his own team, like mm-hmm. Ben Lively, like the Ikovs, like the, you know, Sisto Sanchez's of the world. They basically could have given him a run for his money. But I'm starting to think of Velasquez is a starter, a legit starter. So.
Well, he's so up and down. I don't know if he's ever going to be a number one, two, or three. I mean, I think he can continue. I mean, you never know. Maybe it just takes him a really long time. He's just so up and down. Like, what has he got, a 4.39 ERA now? And go ahead. So
for much of his career, he was, good for 3 or 4 innings, and then he would fizzle out.
Correct.
So and that showed me a sign of a 7th-inning, 8th-inning guy where – you mm-hmm. only needed him for that and that only. And that, you know, but this year he's kind of turned it around and he can last.
Yeah, I mean, he still hasn't gone into the 7th inning of a game. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, into the 8th inning. He's pitched 6-2. I think that's the most he's gone. He's thrown 100 pitches a couple of times. I think, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, he had a 105 and a 101. So I just don't know if he'll ever be more than a 3 or 4, but I agree. I always had reluctance to move. A lot of people wanted to make him a closer because they saw he had great stuff and he would wear out quickly. And I always was reluctant because he also put people on base and you don't want closers coming in and throwing a lot of pitches and then having to pitch from the stretch with guys in first and second. You know, you wanted that 1-2-3 lights out guy. And correct. It's depending on which Vinny Velasquez showed up, you might get the other one, you know, almost and implode a game. But I'd like to keep him in this and see if he eventually can figure it out. But I think I'm past ever thinking he'll be a number two starter.
Correct. Me too.
Do you have FanFest tickets, Brett?
No, I don't. I would love some, though.
You would love some? Well, all you have to do is get this. This is easy. I'm going to give you the name. You know how it goes. I give you the name. You tell me if he was on the 2008 World Series Phillies or not. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yep. All right. The name is Chan Ho Park.
Chan Ho Park. He was not.
That's correct. He was not on the 2008 Phillies. I think he was on the 2007 Phillies. So hold on.
No, he's 2009.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant 2009. Yeah, 2009 Phillies he was on, but not 2008. So good one. Good job. And it was a little bit of a drought there, and now we're back to giving away FanFest tickets. I believe Brett is the third person tonight to win FanFest tickets. So if you keep listening, you'll have your chance. 610-632-0975. Regarding Velasquez, I kind of thought like this would be the year. We'll know. Is he's either going to elevate himself and figure this thing out and try to, and then gradually ascend into the kind of pitcher who you can say not just has really good stuff, but is a really good pitcher in a 1 or a 2. Now, I'm thinking he's going to be that kind of guy for most of his career. He'll be a 3 or at best, probably a 4 or a 5. He'll help you win some games as you try, if you're a good team, and get into the playoffs. But when the playoffs come around, is he going to be in the 4-man rotation? I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends on what you have. But right now, you go Nola, you go Arrieta, you go Pivetta. And I guess right now, as we sit here today, assuming the Phillies don't bring in an arm, then he would be your 4, but I have a feeling the Phillies are going to be bringing in an arm because he would be your 4, if that makes any sense. So you get what I'm saying there on that word, pal? That makes sense, right? Yeah, okay. So right now he is your four, but I would expect whether it's Cole Hamels or maybe a J.A. Happ, I don't know who it'll wind up being, but you know, you got to think that they'll be pretty aggressive in trying to find another arm. And again, another bullpen arm too. And then you got a nice little, you know, all you need is six innings out of your starter. And then you got your seventh guy, you got your eighth guy, and your ninth guy. And the Phillies start to look like a championship team with a formula there and not just kind of this haphazard whoever's going to pitch the seventh and eighth. And how, where do we get Sir Anthony Dominguez in the game, as you saw, you know, like a month ago when Gabe was really struggling. And he's still kind of trying to figure out what he's got going on. It might actually, you know, Eflin's pitched well too. Maybe I don't have to go back and look and really see who's got the hot hand. Because Eflin, I totally overlooked Eflin. So you'd have Nola, you would have Arrieta, you'd have Eflin and Pivetta as your top four. Well, maybe not Pivetta. Maybe it would be Velasquez. It's interesting. Well, whoever's got the hot hand if they didn't bring another arm. But certainly, you know, Nola, Arrieta, and Eflin would be your first three guys in the four-man rotation. 610-632-0975. We're going to take a short break, come back, and give you more chances to win FanFest tickets when we do come back. Mosher on the Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This year is one of the worst on record for severe storms, and these storms are really taking a toll on homes, especially on roofs. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know you're desperate, and your home is vulnerable, and they hike up their prices accordingly. That will never happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and guarantee one-day installation of your new roof, so you can finally rest easy that your home, your family, and all of your possessions are safe. If summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now is the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest until 2020, including lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty. Not to mention one-day installation. Call now 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now, the exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues, rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now, and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
The Fanatics Deal of the Week saves you money with a 6-month peak membership to Crunch Fitness in Huntington Valley, East Norriton, or Fairless Hills for only $99. Get it this week only on 975thefanatic.com. The peak membership gives you access to the online nutrition program, circuit training, group fitness classes, Crunch Live video workouts, tanning, and much, much more. At Crunch Fitness, no judgments means room for everyone and endless encouragement to get fit. Get this half-price Crunch Fitness deal now through Sunday at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, crunch.
Paint like a pro, even if you're not one. Start with Lowe's and pick up the brands pros rely on and pick up the know-how to get it done right. With a reputation on the line, pros know that brands like Purdy and Cabot deliver solid results. So if the go-to pro brands work for the big jobs, you can count on them to work for your projects. For the know-how, like choosing colors to taping and techniques, you can count on Lowe's for as little or as much help as you need. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's.
Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange are brewed with real lime and orange peels. If this were a TV commercial, we'd show you the peels looking all refreshing. They would bounce around the screen, spritzing and splashing in slow motion. They would look so good, and you're so thirsty, you'd probably drop whatever you're doing to go buy a six-pack. But this is a radio commercial, so we can't show you any pictures. New for summer, Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange. Brewed with real citrus peels.
Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Lime Flavored Beer and Bud Light Orange Flavored Lager. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
All right, everybody. This is a payday bar. It's made of a truckload of peanuts, sweet caramel, and gumption. Good old-fashioned gumption. Period. Doesn't matter that a payday bar is 10.5 centimeters long, or that the king-size bar is 14.7 centimeters long, or that one time I ate a payday bar and built a three-story doghouse. No. All that matters is that a payday bar gives you the energy to keep doing whatever you're doing, because it's made of peanuts and caramel. The gumption bit, well, that's up to you, really. Payday. Get to it.
Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at ElkinsChevrolet.com. Elkins Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Sports talk for Broomall and all of Delco. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Well, there's a new saga, or at least a new twist, in the LeSean McCoy, Delisha Cordon saga that is now kind of front and center in the NFL headlines after the home invasion that left Delisha in the hospital, bruised, battered, really horrific sight. There's been some new revelations, including some reports of that were released by that police made three different visits to LeSean McCoy's house where Delisha lives before the home invasion. Three different visits prior to this home invasion. And the details of the report, once again, make you kind of conflicted. I shouldn't say make you, but give reason to be conflicted about whether or not you would really believe LeSean McCoy was involved or not with the home invasion, which he's being accused of being involved with by Delisha herself. So I'll get into the details a little bit after that, because we've got about a half hour left and this thing is worth exploring, but very interesting. 610-632-0975. But first, I'm going to go back to the phones and talk to Steve in Glen Olden. What's going on, Steve?
Hi, how's it going? I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Phillies and a couple moves that I think they could make.
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Well, the obvious move everybody's thinking about is obviously Manny Machado.
Yeah.
If it's me personally, I think I take that risk and trade Sixto Sanchez just to get him, bring him here, get him into the culture, and mm-hmm. have enough money to sign him back. So maybe you can convince him during the season to sign an extension, but even if you can't, you still have that, you know, that money that not a lot of teams have that can throw at Manny Machado.
I don't put a lot of stock into that viewpoint, only because I can't remember a single time where a player of his caliber who was traded did sign an extension before going into the offseason.
And I haven't either. The only thing I think, like he said, he'd be open to discussing it. I think that gives you a little bit of an open window, not real.
I thought that was just a please get me the hell out of Baltimore type of move.
It could be, but it could be with this team just has that character. I think they're only a few pieces away to where they can actually, especially in the National League, because they don't have that dominant team like the Astros or the Red Sox.
Right. I do buy, Steve, that now he might not sign that extension before the end of the year, but I do buy that him being here, that he can, you can romanticize Philadelphia to him very, very quickly and very easily. I don't think it would take much.
Oh, I don't either.
Just hopefully the fans would show up.
I think the fans would definitely come out to see Machado. I mean, the fans have been coming out to see Carlos Santana, Reese Hoskins, and Herrera.
Well, not really, though. I mean, they're what, 18th in attendance. So, I mean, you would think that there would be more people at the ballpark.
Yeah, adding the superstar could put them over the top, though.
I would hope.
And I actually think one move that they could make, I mean, I think they should call maybe San Diego and look at Brad Hand or Kirby Yates as their bullpen. So maybe Brad Hand could be your closer and you can have Sir Anthony be like a two-inning guy.
Yeah, now, so this is something Pat Egan and I had discussed before the show, and that was a move that I was willing to make because I felt like Brad Hand is now, because I think it's two or three pretty good years that he's put forth there in San Diego. Although earlier in his career, he was not as successful. I don't know that he is a Craig Kimbrel, you know, lock it down, but he's pretty darn good. He is pitching in a big park, a pitcher's park, and I do worry, as Pat was voicing the concern, that you give up a lot of prospects for a closer, and he comes into this a little bit more of a bandbox here, and he's not the same guy. It's kind of like egg in your face. I'd be more confident if they got like Rossell Iglesias, who pitches, you know, for the Reds in a bandbox of a ballpark himself and is very good. But I do agree with the idea that if you can bring in an established closer and make Sir Anthony your eighth guy, then it just takes the stress off your pitchers. They only have to go six innings now. You find a good solid seventh inning guy and you got a really nice formula there to close out games in October.
Yeah, especially since, I mean, Sir Anthony showed that he can go more than one inning.
Man, this guy might be the next Mariano Rivera. Did I just make a real hot take? Could that be the hottest of hot takes?
That guy's slider is ridiculously filthy.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good cut fastball, too. So, you know, and he throws really hard. All right, are you going to FanFest yet?
I do not have tickets.
All right. Do you think you can win this game?
Hope so.
All right, you know the deal. I give you the name. You tell me if he was or was not on the 2008 Philadelphia. Actually, you can just tell me, was he on the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies? The name I'm going to give you is Jeff Geary.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say you're correct. He was not on the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies. Thanks. Good stuff, Steve. Good point, and congratulations to you on winning FanFest tickets. He was not on the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies. 610-632-0975. I think he was his last year with the Phillies was 2007, if I'm not mistaken. Although I'm sure.
2007. Then he was traded for Brad
Lynch, right? Of course, that's a big part of that trade. Yeah.
God, it was Mike Costanzo and Michael Bourne.
Costanzo, yeah. Remember when Costanzo was supposed to be somebody?
Yeah,
yeah.
He is still somebody. He's selling real estate.
Well, there you go. I mean, everybody is somebody at some point, right?
Archbishop Carroll Finest.
There you go. 610-632-0975 is the number. Is it time for us? No, we got time. We'll go with Brett in Westchester. What's going on, Brett?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to kind of and then talk about the LeSean McCoy incident.
Yeah, what you got?
Well, I mean, I kind of went through the same exact thing, and I've had friends of mine that kind of went through the same thing where you have a woman accuse you of doing wrongfully by her, and I think it's absolutely wrong as to what people are doing now as far as convicting this guy before he's even stood in front of a jury. And I understand all the allegations that come out. I understand the picture that's coming out on Instagram. Let's be upfront right now. The first thing that was posted about this guy came from another girl's account of her friend.
Well, in fairness, though, the girl herself was in the hospital with a bleeding face. So, I mean, I don't know how available she was on social media that day.
Absolutely. But at the same time, it's still her friend who was posting this. It wasn't a news source. It was an allegation made by her friend.
That is fair.
And then right afterwards, the details came out. You know, he obviously was not involved in directly in the incident because he was down in Miami training. And also, this incident happened in Georgia.
Has the alibi been proven? Like, do they know that night he was in Miami? Can people vouch for him being not in Georgia? Because it's not like Georgia and Miami are really that far away. I mean, you can take a plane, you can drive. It's not, you know.
Well, I did drive down there just recently. And
it's about what, six hours? Yeah, it's about 6 hours.
6 hours, but he also had a workout at 7 in the morning. Now, if you're a professional athlete.
Yeah. Okay, you sold me on that. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, he couldn't have been directly involved. Now, of course, that doesn't rule out the fact that he could have had, like,
it could have been the mastermind, right?
Of course. He could have been the mastermind of the whole thing. But at the same time, there has been nothing proven. And there's also been allegations going out on Twitter, and I think you alluded to it a little bit as well, to kind of wonder, was he even involved? You know, there have also been, like, rumors going around saying that, oh, well, I never said, meaning his ex-girlfriend, I never said directly that he was involved in the first place.
Right.
And that's when it was kind of like, okay, there's something not right to this conversation. And, you know, you look on, and this is kind of getting away from the topic a little bit, but you look at how society is nowadays, and I'm not trying to call out women by any means necessary, but I keep seeing a lot of shared videos going around of women doing wrongfully by men. And I'm talking about withholding custody of their kids if they're not directly married, and they're withholding custody. They're withholding a property from them like she did. Now, that gives them no reason to go off and hit him. But that gives every reason for the woman, if she's scorned, or even a man in this situation, if somebody is scorned so bad by somebody because they don't want to be with them, they can do some pretty irrational and crazy things.
Well, I think we can safely say, without having to make it even a man versus woman issue, or female versus male, or black versus white, or anything like that, we can just safely say that social media and vindictiveness go together really well. So in all forms, in all fashions, I mean, whether you're just talking to somebody on social media that you disagree with and somebody calls you a name back and comes at you harder, like, that's what the unfortunate, it's a very, that was on its way to being a good call, but it didn't have to end right. And now it doesn't get a chance to win FanFest tickets. But that's okay. But you're not, you kind of saw that coming?
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. I'm going to talk a little bit more about LeSean McCoy when we come back, because we're about to break. But I do find that there is something, when we have stories like this where it becomes he said, she said, there's a struggle to separate, like, your opinion with making an overall judgment on somebody or something. And what I'm trying to say is, I think as human beings, we're all allowed to have an opinion whether or not we think LeSean McCoy was involved or not involved, based on the amount of facts that we know or details that we have. Now, just because you have an opinion, though, doesn't mean that your opinion is necessarily either castigating someone for totally, or giving them a free pass. It just means that you formed an opinion about it based on what you know. It's how you react after you form that opinion is where you could or could not get in trouble. And I'll explain that more when we come back. Mosher on the Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5, The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5, The Fanatic, for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey guys, Bob Cooney here. You know, we all work hard all week. With everything we have going on, the last thing I want waiting for me at home is another to-do list. Well, I found your way to get rid of that list and have more free time this summer. Stop letting chores around the house get in your way. The Tackle app is here to help make your life easier. Get your house cleaned, handyman work done, junk hauled, yard work finished, furniture rearranged, TV hung, and hundreds of other chores checked off your to-do list. You'll then be connected with someone who can show up ready to work within an hour or two. And don't worry, Tackle takes care of all the background checks on their workers so that you can trust who is on the way to help you out. There are hundreds of pre-priced chores to choose from. Ready for someone to help make your life easier? Download the Tackle app for free. Just go to the App Store and download Tackle, T-A-K-L. Don't miss out. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to conquer your to-do list. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L.
This 97.5 The Fanatic Golf Report is brought to you by Callaway Golf. It's summertime on the tour. Time to head across the Atlantic for the 147th British Open Championship at Carnoustie, Scotland. Bring along your knowledge of links golf when you enter the Fanatic's Pick the Winner contest. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com. Click on the contest icon. Follow the directions and enter, picking the winner and the winning score to win free golf, a dozen Callaway balls, and a ticket package to the BMW Championship at Aronimink. Par is 284. Jordan Spieth defends a title that Americans have dominated over the years. But recent Carnoustie winners are Ireland's Paddy Harrington in 07 and local hero Paul Laurie in 99, who beat John Vandeveld in a playoff after the Frenchman's unforgettable collapse. Look to England's Tommy Fleetwood and Italy's Francesco Molinari to possibly break through for the Europeans. Entries close on July 19th. Good luck. For the Fanatic, I'm Mike Rhodes. Callaway Golf is again leading the way with the latest innovations in equipment, topping Golf Digest 2018 hot list. Check out the new Rogue Driver, Fairway Woods, Hybrids, and Irons, all with jailbreak technology and a ball to change the ball, Callaway Chrome Soft. All at CallawayGolf.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Ever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
This 15 Minutes of Fame is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Hey, Philly, do you know somebody in your community that's done something extraordinary? Whether it's somebody in the military, a humanitarian, philanthropist, or just a neighbor or friend who looks out for the well-being of your community, Geico wants to celebrate your accomplishments by honoring good work with 15 Minutes of Fame. Simply send your nomination via email to geico@bbgi.com. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, Geico and the Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Geico can help you get a great coverage at a great price. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you can save.
Would you like a new car and make no payments until 2019, plus get free gas until the end of the year? Hi, it's John Ashdell, the Car Czar from Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Hyundai has delivered an additional 200 cars to the dealership and challenged me to sell them all by the end of the month, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. It's the epic summer sales event here at Colonial Hyundai. All month long, save up to 30% off every new Hyundai in stock. Make no payments until 2019, and I'll buy your gas for the rest of the year. Enjoy 0% financing for up to 72 months. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. This month at Colonial, drive home a new 2018 Tucson for just $149 per month. Westchester, King of Prussia, Delaware. You're only minutes away. Shop us 24-7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Now that's a better way to buy a Hyundai.
Kona does not qualify. Tucson leases 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, 1995 due at signing. Must qualify for 2-1 credit. Offers cannot be combined and includes all rebates and incentives. Free gasoline capped at 6,000 miles. Full details, call 1-866-CARS-ARE.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Register on site for a chance to win an Arctic cooler. That's RTIC coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced. And make sure you visit the Hooters girls at Hooters Bikini Beach. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
Last segment for me, Jeff Moshe here on 97.5 Fanatic. We'll start the last segment off a little Woj bomb. Free agent guard Isaiah Thomas.
This is not a Woj bomb.
It's not?
No.
It's coming from the Twitter account of Woj ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski.
Stop.
He was an all NBA player 2 years ago. I mean, it's not like he's some scrub.
I got to look at my Woj.
Uh-huh.
My Woj meter and find out where this lies.
Okay. All right. Can we call it a Woj grenade?
I got to look at my meter, but tell the news.
The news is that free agent guard Isaiah Thomas has agreed to a one-year deal with the Denver Nuggets. He will be reunited with Michael Malone, who had coached him with the Kings. But more importantly, he's making a veteran minimum. This guy was once in line for the biggest payday, and now he's making the veteran minimum. But interesting pickup for the Nuggets, I think. Not bad for them.
All right, this would be somewhere between Woj Bonfire and Woj Grease Fire.
Oh, it's more than a Grease Fire.
Well,
I'll call it
after Grease Fire. You got Woj Samsung Galaxy Note.
Wait, you actually have a rating?
Yeah, I got a rating.
What are you talking about?
because I got so sick of everybody taking a story like Isaiah Thomas signing the minimum and saying, oh my God, it's a Woj bomb, so I made a scale.
Okay.
So
this is your scale.
No,
like
I got a scale right here.
Nice.
Yeah, you got the Woj Snakes and Sparklers. That's like G League stuff.
Yeah.
Then you got the Woj Bottle Rocket.
Okay.
Woj Bonfire. Woj Grease Fire. Woj Samsung Galaxy Note.
Oh, a Grease Fire is bigger than a Bonfire. I was unaware.
Well, a Grease Fire is tougher to handle.
Put out. That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
Then you got the Woj Landmine. Finally, you have the Woj Bomb. So okay. I would say this is between Bonfire and Grease Fire.
All right. I guess it's fair. Certainly not a landmine or a bomb in your scale. But, I mean, he was an NBA player.
2 years ago, this is a Woj Bomb.
I think he's still a pretty prominent player because of what he's been through.
Is Derrick Rose signing right now a Woj bomb?
All right. Come on, man. He wasn't All-NBA 2 years ago.
I rest my case.
It wasn't 2 years ago. It was like 6 years ago.
It's not a Woj bomb.
All right.
Whatever. Not everything's a Woj bomb. This is why I put this out.
All right. Let me ask you this. 610-632-0975. I said before, with the LeSean McCoy thing, I think people sometimes confuse. Like, if you have an opinion, say it's, I think LeSean McCoy is definitely involved, right, based on the details here, or I think with LeSean McCoy is definitely not involved, that's different than being like that. You kick him out of the league. Like, let's say you think he's involved. It's not the same as saying, punish him now, kick him out of the league. It's not saying guilty in the court of public opinion type, which is what you get accused of if you have that kind of feel. Like, it's human nature to have an opinion on something like this as soon as it breaks and as soon as you get details, right? It's human nature to either think he either did it or was involved or didn't do it or wasn't involved. Is that fair to say? Like, in your mind, Pat Egan, and your mind could change, but right now you have something in your mind that tells you whether or not you think he's guilty of this or involved in this or not guilty 100%. Or not involved. Right. So that's fair. Even Delisha Cordon herself, who was attacked, her opinion right now is that LeSean McCoy was involved. So it's human. Everybody is going to read this and have an opinion. It's how you react with that opinion, I think, especially for people like me and you, Pat, who are in the media and have microphones in front of our mouths and are speaking to thousands of people. It's how you react to that opinion that might separate you from being a responsible citizen or an irresponsible one. So I don't. Let's say, like, right now, my opinion actually has been changing. At first, I thought he was involved because of the jewelry angle, and now you see that he was talking to police about being worried about being set up, and it might make you think that he wasn't involved, or you either think that he was a total mastermind and that in July of 2017, he was already kind of trying to put sow the seeds of doubt into law enforcement by saying, hey, this woman might set me up, knowing full well that he had some kind of future plan to do this thing and then say it was a setup, all right? So you either think he's a mastermind or that he just wasn't involved and she has the wrong person and she's connecting the dots incorrectly here. But the bottom line is, let's say I think LeSean McCoy was probably involved somehow based on the details that I've learned. It would be irresponsible of me, I think, to sit here and say, kick him out of the league, do whatever, punish him, he should never get a job again. Because even though I may think he's involved, I have to acknowledge that the man is owed due process and that there are a lot more facts left to come out and that it would be premature, even if you felt that he was guilty or involved somehow, to just totally nail the hammer down on his coffin in a media venue. So that's what I'm saying. Having the opinion on it there's nothing wrong with. That's human nature. It's maybe how far you go once you form that opinion and what you broadcast over the airwaves that might make it irresponsible. If you bang your fist and say, this is clearly a setup, he's not guilty at all, that's how I feel, and shame on women all across the country who do this, well, that's when you've taken it too far. you've let what you might think, you've let your opinion now become fact over the airwaves, and you're reacting as if your opinion is definitely fact. Does that make sense to you, Pat, what I'm saying here?
Yeah, no, I get it. We all have our opinions on this, but yeah.
Because I think people are afraid to say what they think because they feel like if they do that, if they give away their opinion on this situation, then someone's going to say, how can you say that? You're either freeing him when all these charges seem real, or you're trying him when he hasn't had due process.
I put out my opinion on it, and I got immediately, you're rushing judgment.
Then that's it. It's not a rush to judgment to have an opinion. That is human nature. I would be shocked if someone was sitting here right now and saying, I have no opinion either way. I don't know. Not one single thought has crossed my mind about whether he did it or not, or whether he was involved or not. That's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. Every single person has some kind of an opinion. The opinion may be able to change very easily based on the details that come out, and the opinion can be swayed based on a discussion that you might have. That's not the reckless part. It's what you would do with that opinion and how you would treat it in a public venue, specifically for me on the airwaves now, if I were to take my opinion of him and say and react to the extreme side of it. If I felt he was, if my opinion that he's, you know, is guilty, and if I say, well, kick him out of the league right now, well, that's reckless and irresponsible. They're obviously due process.
Gut opinion, what do you think happens?
I think that there's not going to be enough evidence to charge him. And see, the thing is, if they find the person who did it, if it's not LeSean McCoy, and clearly it's probably not, and I think that person becomes such a key figure. And what that person, whether that person admits to it or then tries to say he was paid by Shady and see if there's a paper trail, I feel like enough facts are going to come out. Here's where it really comes down to with what the details we have now, real quick before we end the show, right? He told police a year ago that he was afraid that he was going to be set up when he was having some issues with this woman and outside his house, and the police were coming to the house, right? So do you think he was really, was he telling police that he was afraid he was going to be set up knowing that he was really going to do something? Like, you know, was he building his defense a year early? My opinion right now is that he probably wasn't doing that. But
yeah.
I'm gonna let the facts come out, and certainly my opinion can go to the other side. But if this is the case, and we have this documented that he worried the police a year ago that she was going to try to set him up, then my opinion is that he's, you know, that's what happened. But my opinion could change, and I want to see the wheels of justice move here, and all the facts and forensic evidence and everything. I mean, I wouldn't close the case at all, and my opinion could sway to the other side just as easily if something came out tomorrow. That's all I'm saying. That's all. I'm just saying that you're allowed to have an opinion on it without being shamed into being pro or con. It's just basically how you would take the next step after you form your opinion and what you would say that might make you irresponsible. Other than that, it's been a great show. I want to thank Pat Egan for doing a great job behind the glass tonight. Thanks to all the callers, and congratulations to everybody who won FanFest tickets. I'll be back on tomorrow night, same time, same slot, and we'll give away tickets again. Mosher on the Fanatic, keep it here.